Oh, yes. What's going on, y'all? 603-97.5, The Fanatic, as we broadcast from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. It is a football Monday, reaction Monday, after a terrible Philadelphia Eagles loss at the hands of the Minnesota Vikings. It did not need to be this way, but it is. Let's talk about it. We're here until 9 o'clock. Benny Odidas producing the show. Joe Torti in from 9 to midnight here on The Fanatic. I get to hang out with you again for these next 3 hours as we discuss a terrible loss to the Minnesota Vikings. Most of us thought going in, hey, this team right now, they are going to be on point. They are in a must-win situation. They are going to have their backs against the wall. This is a key football game for your Philadelphia Eagles against the Minnesota Vikings. And they start off the way that they do. Not good. Right down the field, right? For the Minnesota offense, kept them out of the end zone. They get a field goal opportunity. Dan Bailey bails them out, right? Dan Bailey bails them out. Then you have the Eagles get the ball. First series, 3-and-out. Not good again. Not good again. What is going on? What is up? We talked about it. This football team has to start fast. The offense has to get going first. The defense is playing not great, but good enough to help you get the two wins that you've had. Good enough to keep you in the other two games that you lost. Nothing is clicking. What is going on? Okay? What is going on? Then you got terrible play calling. You got questionable things that's going on. The offensive line, Isaac Seumalo, he is in for Steph Wisniewski. You get a lot of confusion there. Why is he out? Trey Thomas points out during the pregame show with Bob Cooney and myself that maybe it's a communication thing. Maybe it's a chemistry thing. It's not performance-based. Well, it seems like it's performance-based if you ask the head coach, because that's what he said. And then they go out there, and right away, Isaac Seumalo giving up stuff, going right to the quarterback to get to Carson Wentz. Then, stay on the offensive line, right? Lane Johnson, what are you doing, man? The best tackle in football last season, all of a sudden he cannot block anyone. Okay? That's a problem. You get the same deal where you get some good defense early. Brandon Graham gets a nice sack. 3rd and 13 for Minnesota. They're short on the first down. Great punt. 48, you come back, you get a 48-yard bomb to Shelton Gibson. Great concentration on the catch down the sideline. This is a great opportunity. It looked like might have found a little bit of a spark. Somebody that you haven't been able to count on comes up and gives you that catch, that deep threat that we've been talking about. Okay, you get a field goal out of it. Big drop by Wendell Smallwood on a quick out, 3rd and 3. Nothing can really go right for this football team yet. They're only down. They're only at the end of the first. It's 3-3. Okay, everything's good. Another missed field goal by Minnesota. All right, another opportunity for them to score. They let it go. Doesn't happen. Then, okay, here we go. Big sack. Lane Johnson. Again, Linval Joseph. Sack, fumble, interception, touchdown for the big fella who gets like a 15-yard head start on the Eagles offense. The only one really in the picture to try and stop Linval Joseph from getting into the end zone is Jay Ajayi, who now has a torn ACL. It just keeps getting worse, right? 10-3 Minnesota. Lane Johnson again. What is going on with this dude? Talking all the talk in the offseason. It's more fun here. I'd rather win this way than win that in the way that the New England Patriots have won, where it's so uptight and nobody's enjoying themselves. Meanwhile, they have 5 rings and the dynasty and all of this. The greatest quarterback of all time, the greatest head coach of all time in the NFL. Listen, there's time that they can be a dynasty, but they certainly don't look like. The one thing that you can see with the New England Patriots year after year, they're good. They come back game after game, week after week. They have a new game plan for the new opponent that they're facing. They go at it with them, and inevitably, they're in the playoffs with the home field advantage, going to the AFC Championship game, getting to the Super Bowl. What is going on with this football team? Losing 23-21 to the Minnesota Vikings yesterday. You had so much urgency with this game to get a victory. A desperate Minnesota team, if you will, at 1-2-1, getting beat the way they did by the Rams, losing to the Buffalo Bills, not winning since week one. They had revenge on their mind. Linda Bell Joseph said as much after the game, understanding, again, we keep hearing it, they are the Super Bowl champions. Plus, they beat the brakes off of us in the NFC Championship game, so you know this meant something to us. That's coming from Minnesota. All right? Jay Ajayi, the man with the torn ACL now. Huge fumble inside the five-yard line. So much momentum in the third quarter, driving to score with the score already 17-3. Perfect opportunity for you to strike, which is why you defer most of the time, because you feel like your defense can hold up in the first quarter. You get the ball back. You feel like you're a great football team. You get the ball. You get the score. Definitely give your defense something to play off of after you get some points on the board. You fumble. Minnesota recovers. Come back down. Jalen Mills, of course. Hey, listen, first of all, 68 yards. First place from scrimmage after the fumble. Deep, 68 yards. Wasn't even, I can't even say it was a double move. Because Adam Thielen isn't even fast enough for a double move. It was just basically a stop and go. And Jalen Mills does what Jalen Mills does. He bit on it. 68 yards later, down the field for a big play for Adam Thielen. They do get into the end zone, make it 20, pardon me, get a field goal to make it 20-3. Dan Bailey, Jalen Mills before the field goal. Good stop on Adam Thielen. Decent stop. The one before he didn't really, but he was back to back. He wanted to decide to let everybody know whether he flexed, whatever he did, to let everybody know that he was in on the play. I thought, and I heard Mike and Ty talking about it, I thought Fletcher Cox was in the right with what he did by grabbing him and getting him off the field. Because, first of all, you shouldn't even be flexing. Second of all, you got beat by this guy for 68 yards. Again, not on a double move because it's too slow, but just simply on a stop and go that you decide to bite at. I've defended Jalen Mills. I like Jalen Mills. Shut up, Jalen Mills. You did nothing on that particular series. Nothing. They're down there, your defense, because of you. So, that's that. Fletcher Cox pulls him off. I had no problem with it. Jalen Mills reacted, of course, by being grabbed. Did not like it. Well, we did not like you trying to flex after one good stop. One good stop. Yes, it kept him from getting the first down. But still, humble yourself for a minute. Go to the sideline. Get the game-winning pick. Get the game-winning stop. And then flex. And we'll appreciate it. Not in that situation, after you got burnt for 68, another nice catch, and maybe one and a half decent stops down there in the red zone. I'm fine with what Fletcher Cox did, and of course, we know how it went. The game ultimately turned out with the third, with Doug Peterson going for it on 4th and 20 and 3rd and 24. All kinds of weird stuff happened in this game. And I'm talking a lot, and I want to get a lot of you guys involved. 610-632-0975. Bad challenge on Doug Peterson. He can be called out. Wendell Smallwood, decent game overall. Bad drop early on. He had the touchdown on the wheel route, plus the 2-point conversion. Questionable stuff there. Alshon Jeffrey drops a big catch. You got sandwiched, but he still, you would think, all right, just in his hands, squeeze that, get in there, big play guy, you make that play. I mean, he had a great catch on 4th and 1 in the fourth quarter that he had to dive and just drop to the ground to make sure he doesn't fall out of bounds. It was just a wild, wild game yesterday. Doug Peterson, not great. Defense, again, not great. Theatrics, where you got Fletcher Cox grabbing Jalen Mills. All kinds of stuff happening. Jay Ajayi now, if you haven't heard, out for the season with an ACL injury. It just keeps getting worse. So you know where it's going to go now. They might have to look for a running back. Could Darren Sproles be ready for Thursday night? Short week against the Giants in the Meadowlands. Also, Wendell Smallwood. Corey Clement can't really get out there on the field. He dressed because you needed him to. Josh Adams gets one play. Awful call on a sweep. It wasn't his fault. Bad call. Bad call. So let's talk about it. 610-632-0975, your reaction to the loss. It is a Monday. Reaction Monday. Eagles fall 23-21 to the Vikings. They are now 2-3 on the season. And they need a win on Thursday against the New York Giants. How about that? Le'Veon Bell, we know we're going to hear about it. I know. We'll get into it. Maybe there's some other possibilities. They're going to have to figure something out. They need to get things going with what they have in-house right now. What is the problem? How do they get back on track? Because they really need to get going. 610-632-0975. Devon Givens with you until 9 o'clock here on The Fanatic. Joe Torti in from 9 to midnight. Benny Odita's producing the show. Once again, 610-632-0975. Let's start things off in Bristol with Steve on 97.5. Steve, good evening.
Yo.
What's up?
What's up? It's been a long time, my friend.
How have you been, man?
I moved out from Ronhurst because my landlord sold the house out from underneath us. But that's neither here nor there.
Sorry to hear that.
The birds, my brother. Oh, my God. You know, not to take the Lord's name in vain, but holy. You know.
It's not good.
Yeah. I mean, I understand mills have some flavor. You know what I mean? A little street in them. And it's not uncommon in professional sports. And it's not a race thing, either. Like, you know, black, Hispanic, Asian, whatever. You know, you get fired up when you're playing football. I played for 10 years. We won state champs at CB West in the 2000s. And I got to tell you, I mean, I feel his efforts, but he's too emotional. You can't project that if you're a champion, and he's a champion. You know, it's almost like what happened in that UFC fight, but that's a different, you know, can of worms. I don't want to open that. We got our own worms here, and you know, Philly and whatnot.
No, you do, man. Listen, thanks for the call, Steve. It's been a while. Good to catch up. A lot going on back there. Couldn't really settle in on a lot of things, but it is. And Jalen Mills, very emotional guy, which is one of the things that I do, in fact, like, is that he is emotional, is aggressive, is not afraid. He's super tough, in my opinion, and he works. And I'm fine with the emotion and all of that stuff, but you have to channel it when it needs to be channeled. And as you are out there getting beat the way you are, yes, don't not be yourself. Be yourself with your gameplay. But when you make a stop, when you're down 17-3, and it doesn't look like things are going to go your way after you've gotten beaten, I want to see you dial it back a little bit. 610-632-0975. And the questions now are, are you going to have to replace him? That's been the case since week number 2. But it keeps happening. It's happened in week 3 against Indy, happened week 4 against Tennessee, now week 5 against Minnesota, and it does not get any easier on Thursday with Odell Beckham and Sterling Shepard also out there for the New York Giants. We already pointed out prior to the Minnesota game, Stephon Diggs, Adam Thielen, Laquon Treadwell for the minimum amount that he does. That's a problem. And they gave him a problem. And then Heath yelled at me on Twitter, at Thunder, B-U-T-T, 215. Adam Thielen does run a 4.39. All right, 4.3. Sorry, 4.34. He's not slow. The move was slow. All right, so he bit hard and he got beat. My bad, Heath. 610-632-0975. Josh in Center City next on The Fanatic. Josh.
Yo, what's up?
What's going on?
Yeah, I want to talk about the roughing the quarterback.
That was not good either.
If they're going to pull this stuff, I think that they should just do replay on roughing the quarterback. You should be able to review it and be able to look at it. It's too big of a play, and it costs too much for the bad call that, you know, it's happened maybe 4 times this year already.
Now, again, it was a bad call. We can't say that it really had any. It did what he did, and they scored, but we can't say that it had changes changed the game. It was a bad spot. They did score, so you're right there.
Yeah, they
but
scored.
They do
what
have
do
to
mean?
They do have to get things right with that.
Yeah, so I think.
And I'm only saying that because that wasn't the only mistake that happened in the game that they could have prevented themselves.
And they also, we had a free play that they blew the whistle on as well.
No, you talking about the one when Carson Wentz kind of rolled out a little bit?
Oh, man, he was free.
Yeah, he was.
He drove a truck through that hole right there.
He was, yep.
And I have 3 other words. Bell, bell, bell. Let's go get them.
Le'Veon Bell. Well, Josh, we're going to hear a lot of that. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. 610-632-0975. Jay Ajayi out ACL. You're going to hear Le'Veon Bell. We're going to hear a lot of news with names around the NFL running back-wise as to who they should go after. Are you comfortable? Corey Clement, Wendell Smallwood, Josh Adams, and, of course, Darren Sproles. Are you comfortable with that group of running backs going forward, knowing that They have not been able to score. The offense has been stagnant. It has not been able to do anything. They still are not over 24 points on the season. You could not tell me that the Eagles would not have already scored 24 on Tampa Bay or on Tennessee or on Atlanta just simply because two teams would have had a shootout. Or Minnesota, a shootout. They have not scored over 24 points on the season. 24. 610-632-0975. Dominic in Lansdowne is next on the Fanatic. Hey, Dom.
First of all, I'm tired of these fans who call in and they're blaming Jalen Mills and other players on this team. This whole issue about the team is the administration, okay?
Uh-huh.
From Lurie to Roseman to Doug Peterson and Schwartz. And I'm going to tell you why.
Yeah, tell me why, because I got some things on that. Go ahead.
Because Lurie is signing off on players in agreement with Roseman, who should be on the team and who's not, because he's the one who's paying these players. We got players on this team that shouldn't even be on this team, okay? And then we got players that we should have held on to, like Burton and Barnyard. Barnyard's on the street, okay?
Who?
He played Kenyon Barnyard.
Barner.
Right. He's on the street right now. Now, he played a lot better than Smallwood last year, okay? He is more multitasked as far as playing different positions like special teams and running back, and he catches the ball pretty good out the backfield. They let him walk, okay? I understand. I get it. He was, what, a free agent? They let him walk. He got cut off two teams. At least he knows the plays here in Philadelphia.
Well, so does Wendell Smallwood.
They should address that right, but they should address that right away because we need a running back.
Well, they did. Kenyon Barner is not a running back that you're going to decide to feature at any point in the game. You might give him a couple of carries.
He's on the street right now.
For a reason. He's out on the street for a reason right now.
But are you going to bring somebody in that has to learn the playbook when he already knows part of the playbook?
If they feel like they're going to go and add a running back, is going to be somebody that they feel they can give the ball to for 15 times, maybe on the ground potentially, versus somebody who's only going to get it 5 touches the entire game. I understand the special teams aspect.
But I'm okay
of
with
it,
running
Dom.
Back by committee. They're just not running the ball enough.
Well, we're going to find out if they don't go out there and get anybody, Dom. We are going to find out. Kenyon Barner, in my opinion, if they brought him back because they felt like they needed him more for special teams than they did for running the football, I'm okay with that because Corey Clement is not healthy. Nobody else. I mean, listen, DeAndre Carter's doing okay. I'm not going to destroy him. He's doing all right. Now, while Howie and Lurie and Peterson and all those names that Dom just named, how many of you were saying that very same thing in the offseason where we were trying to decide what this team was going to be going into the 2018 campaign coming off the Super Bowl? 13 wins, 12 wins, respect to the schedule, 11 wins. But again, a team that can go and defend their Super Bowl crown. How many people out there said this team, since it was the last one, Seattle did it last, going back to back, getting to the Super Bowl, winning the first, and we know Pete Carroll making a silly call at the goal line. It should have won 2. Marshawn Lynch, we all know, should have had the ball running, rocking. We already know that. How many people said that, oh, this team has the potential to do the same thing just like the Seattle Seahawks? So let's not have revisionist history. Now, you can look at it and say, hey, they should have done it. Yeah, I got it. But they deserve all the blame. You weren't saying that at the time. And I see Mike wants to talk about that. You weren't saying that at the time. You were calling this team a Super Bowl team. They made the moves. Michael Bennett, Haloti Ngata. Everybody was like, okay, they're improving over Vinnie Curry. Maybe Bo Allen. So come on now. Come on. You were all calling 11, 12, 13 getting back to the Super Bowl. 610-632-0975. They did make mistakes as it looks right now. But you weren't saying that then. Let's stop. 610-632-0975. Your reaction to the terrible loss. 23-21 to the Vikings. What has happened to this team? What is going on with this squad? Is it that Super Bowl hangover that everyone talks about? And also, Man, Jay Ajayi, it just keeps getting worse. Jay Ajayi out for the season, torn ACL. I'm Devon Givens with you until 9 right here on The Fanatic.
Devon Givens on 97.5, The Fanatic. Barzetta and Trey in the morning. Gargano and Martinez midday. Missanelli afternoons. Sixers and Flyers at night.
Stay flat.
And Eagles talk all day, every day.
Sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
Uh-huh.
97.5. Fanatic.
I never really paid much attention to my wardrobe. I mean, really, us guys don't give a hoot about that stuff. Turns out other people do care. Like, say, your boss, your clients, your girlfriend, your wife. What you wear does matter. So I looked into Stitch Fix. The cool thing? I don't have to sweat the details. They take care of it for me. Even better, I don't have to shop for clothes. It's easy. Just visit stitchfix.com/Philly. Take a little quiz. You know, your size, budget, style preferences. Then Stitch Fix matches you with a personal stylist who picks clothes, shoes, and accessories you'll love. Pay a $20 styling fee and get a box full of items to try on. You only pay for what you like, and the $20 fee is applied to what you decide to keep. Keep all the items, and you'll get 25% off your entire purchase. Oh, and shipping, returns, and exchanges are always free. No subscription required, and you decide when you get your next fix. Start making the right impression now at stitchfix.com/Philly. You'll never have to shop for clothes again. Try it today at stitchfix.com/Philly.
It's not just any Wi-Fi. It's streaming in every room in your house, even in the backyard Wi-Fi.
Mom, we're going to watch movies in the treehouse.
That's fine, honey.
It's Wi-Fi that lets your family stream live TV and the most free movies and shows on any device they want.
Dad, can I watch cartoons on the tablet?
How about we use it to finish your homework instead?
Oh, man.
And it's Wi-Fi that can help you save on wireless when you include Xfinity Mobile with your internet.
Can we have some of that savings?
Nope, but your college fund can.
It's the best Wi-Fi experience from Xfinity that makes streaming and saving simple, easy, awesome.
Get started with Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 full years with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how you can save when you include Xfinity Mobile with your internet. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Offer ends 10/28/18. Restrictions apply. Limited to the standard triple play for new customers. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After agreement term, regular rates apply.
I'm a real person, real voice, and a real face. Even though you can't see it because, you know, radio invisibility. You know what else is super duper real? Geico local offices. A Geico local agent could tailor fit a policy to you, which could save you hundreds on your car insurance. All because Geico local agents keep it real, with real savings and real service. Really?
And there's more. A Geico local agent could help you with more than just auto policies, like motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance. Stop by or give them a call today.
Washing my nose, oh yeah.
I'm a shower curtain, and I do one thing. Keep water from leaking everywhere. So you see why I feel useless compared to Geico, who does so much more. Like, not only could Geico save you money, but they've been around for over 75 years. And they give you 24/7 access online, over the phone, or on the Geico app. And they've got a 97% customer satisfaction rating. They do all this while I have to listen to this chucklehead. Oh, good, he stopped.
Washing my toes!
Oh, great, an encore.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
With the new Express Sports football and car racing from the Pennsylvania Lottery, you can play your favorite sports at participating retailers, bars, and restaurants. Make your picks on your play slip, like touchdown pass on the third play, or the first three cars across the finish line, and watch the fast-paced, lifelike action on the big screen. With drawings for cash prizes every 5 minutes, there's never a dull moment.
Express Sports from the Pennsylvania Lottery. Compete from your seat. Players must be 18 or older. Benefits older Pennsylvanians every day.
As a business owner, you know a comprehensive employee benefits program helps attract and retain top talent. But the frustration of escalating costs, increased HR, and legislative compliance limits your ability to remain an employer of choice. Work with a partner who can help you gain a competitive edge.
I'm Ron Flaherty, president of Univest Insurance. It's time to take advantage of our comprehensive benefit analysis and protect what matters to you most so you can get on with business. Contact Univest today.
It's a tie game. The game comes down to this. And here's the snap.
That's the sound football fans live for. At the stadium, the bar, even on the couch. And this year, there's a new name to add to that list. William Hill, America's number one sports book. Now taking bets in New Jersey. Download the William Hill sports betting app or bet online at williamhill.com.
Touchdown!
Real bets with William Hill. 21 plus only. Must be physically present in New Jersey. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
Tune into The Fanatic for the weekly Players Health Report on the Mike Vesinelli Show, presented by Penn Medicine's Heart and Vascular Center. With locations throughout the region, Penn is where you need it most. Close to home, locations at PennHeart.org.
The home of Brian Westbrook, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Awful loss yesterday. What's going on, y'all? 6:28. Football Monday right here on The Fanatic. Football Monday is brought to you by Recovery Centers of America. Call today at 1-800-RECOVERY or visit 1-800-RECOVERY.com/radio. If you want to get in, Devon Givens, 610-632-0975. Of course, we're taking your phone calls and reaction Monday on this awful, awful Eagles loss to the Vikings, 23-21. They just look lifeless out there. No, I heard welcome back to the morning show. Welcome to the morning show. Mark Farzetta, Trey Thomas, Bob Cooney, Jamie Lynch. Great time. Of course, Ant and Jay earlier in the middays. It was just a great time listening to the station, of course. So hope you guys enjoyed it as well. But heard Mark say there's no fun. There's nothing there. And we talked about it during the pregame show with Trey and Bob that there hasn't been anything signature-wise with this football team to say you can look back on it through the first five and say, oh, that helped them win this game. That was important for the Eagles. No, it's been DeSean Jackson had the 75-yarder. Or even in the win against Indianapolis, Jalen Mills had a terrible, terrible play on T.Y. Hilton towards the end of the game where, hey, you know, another pass interference. But Derek Barnett, big-time sack. Maybe you can call that a signature moment. Then you go back to what happened in the Tennessee game. Signature moment yet again. Avante Maddox missing on Corey Davis. Or a litany of other things that happened. Deion Lewis and all kinds of stuff in favor of the Tennessee Titans. And then, of course, yesterday, the 68-yarder plus the two. Just the finger wagging and all kinds of shrugging his shoulders and flexing for the camera. Just nonsense. Just go out there and ball. You guys aren't that good yet. It's not the Super Bowl team anymore. It's a new season. You're 2-3. 610-632-0975. Torn ACL for Jay Ajayi in his left knee. Ian Rappaport says the surgery will take place on Thursday. Has he played his last game here as an Eagle? Probably. Let's go back to the phones. Mike and Del Ran on 97.5 hanging on. What's up, Mike?
Yo, what's going on, Devon?
What's happening, man?
We talked about signature moments last week, and unfortunately, all these signature moments are bad signature moments.
Just ran them off.
Everything's unraveling. The first couple weeks, it was Nick Foles isn't good enough, right? The third week, it was our corners are bad. The fourth week, it was our lining getting pressure, and our O-line stinks. So this week, it was all angles of the game. It was terrible. So here's my solution, and you brought it up, and you said it was going to come up. I wasn't a fan of this last week. But to give a spark in that locker room, to give a spark on that field, and most importantly right now, to give a spark to the fan base after hearing them all day today, they need to go out and get Le'Veon Bell. I didn't want it. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's going to give any team he signs for 100% after what happened to Earl Thomas. I said that before. But
Jay Ajayi, also a free agent.
Yeah, right. Yeah, but Jay Ajayi was a free agent. And more importantly, he's done for a season. Not that he's been playing lights out, but we need a guy. I'm not happy with Smallwood and Clement for the rest of the season. I'm not. I can't do it.
You don't want Sproles in the mix? You know?
I'm already almost writing Sproles off. I don't know if he's going to be able to help you. He's at that age. So listen, you get rid of Nick Foles for whatever, a ham sandwich if you have to. You move the money. You give up you got 11 picks this year in a draft. Get rid of a second round or whatever you can get rid of. Not a first, obviously. Get Le'Veon Bell in here. Because if we lose against the Giants and we're 2-4, man. I don't want to hear the callers after that.
I don't want to hear that either. Let me throw another one at you, Mike, before you go. We said Le'Veon Bell. Would you maybe call Buffalo?
Buffalo trying to get Shady back? I would do that, too. What do you think, a fourth or a fifth, one of those fifth rounds?
I think I would do it.
I think it would bring
I would
it back. You know what? I think I agree with you.
Yeah.
What's it going to help?
I don't think I know. I would do that.
You're absolutely right. I would do that. Do we have anyone wearing 25 right now? Because if you do, tomorrow he's got a new number.
That's a good question. You're right, man. Thanks for the call. 25, I can't say. I don't think anybody's wearing 20. I'm normally good with numbers, but right off the top. 29, Shady wore 29 as a rookie. That's Avante Maddox right now. Rasul Douglas, Jalen Mills, 21 is Darby, and Sydney is 22. I think 25, he might be good there. I think he might be good there. I think I did see 25, but it was one of the guys who can who can give that number up. 610-632-0975. I would look at Shady. 0975. Sorry. 610-632-0975. I would look at LeSean McCoy. Buffalo's cooked. We know they're not going to do anything. They can't win. You can't win. I would think about it. No, I would do it. Mike in Spring City is next on the Fanatic. Mike, what is the blame for Howie Roseman, Mike?
The blame with Howie Roseman, I will say, I think 75% of how the Eagles have looked this season is unequivocally on the coaching and on the players. I see a lot of mental laziness, and I see his coaching staff, especially Jim Schwartz, that's stubborn and over-emotional at all the wrong times during the course of the game. But you also got to pin some blame on Roseman here. He didn't get us a reliable third safety on defense, and that's killed us in a huge way. Now you have to flip-flop between Journeyman and Corey Graham.
Yeah, but we didn't have a problem with Corey Graham last season.
Corey Graham last season, I will admit to you, yeah, he did play pretty well last season.
He played really well as that third safety.
But yeah, age jumbled with him. He's getting in his 30s, and it's only a matter of time before the other shoe drops with him. Either way, I know Schwartz trusts him, but you had to have a little bit better backup plan and know Trey Sullivan's not it. The other concerns that I have with the Eagles and how Howie handled this offseason are, number one, the skill positions. He put too many eggs in the Jay Ajayi basket. Now, I'm not saying don't do the trade for Ajayi last season. That Ajayi trade was a big reason why we won the Super Bowl.
Absolutely, you do it 10 out of 10.
But that said, this offseason, you need to have some better backup plan beyond this Clement, Smallwood, Sproles backfield than what's transpired with Ajayi. Because it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when he got hurt. And lo and behold, he's on injured reserve with a torn ACL. And number two, wide receiver. Treating that outside receiver position outside of Alshon as if it's fungible. You put Mike Wallace in there. You put Mac Collins in there.
I was good with Mike Wallace. I got to tell you, Mike, I was good with Mike Wallace. I just got to be honest with you, and I'm just being straight up. I was good with him.
Yeah, I like Mike Wallace too, but the problem is you put the hopes that you're passing him on Alshon, Mike Wallace, and Nelson Agholor. You left it a paper-thin situation where you're only one injury away from disaster. And again, like Ajayi, lo and behold, you have to rely on Jordan Matthews off the street and grab back Sheldon Gibson. So while Howie, I don't doubt his intent, and I think at the time his plan looked good, you can see that he left the team awfully shorthanded at some key spots.
All right, and the way you lay it out, Mike, listen, thanks for the call. The way you lay it out, I'll give you that because you're now reacting to what is. You're making an adjustment, just like we always talk about. The things change. So expectations change. And you look back at it and you say, hold on, you should have done this, you should have done that. It's kind of hard to do that because you're, again, armchair GMing like we always do, but we were good with what he did in the offseason. I was cool when we were all saying, yo, they need a third safety, they got to go out there and get somebody. Soon as it was Corey Graham being signed, everybody was like, okay, cool, he was good for them last year. He was great, he played his role. I'm okay with that. You don't expect Rodney McLeod or Malcolm Jenkins to get injured and thrusting then Corey Graham into the starting role. You don't expect that. We're not even thinking about if one of those two goes down, Corey Graham has to step in. When Rodney McLeod got hurt, we were like, I don't know about Corey Graham. I like him. I know I said it. I like him in that third safety role, not necessarily as a starter. Others did as well. Rasul Douglas, Jalen Mills, put those guys back there. I feel more comfortable with them there than I do with Corey Graham. So, see, most people were looking at Howie Roseman saying, another good job, great trade to go get Michael Bennett. Oh, by the way, solid move a season ago. Now Sidney Jones comes in and increases that depth with this cornerback position. Avante Maddox, he's showing you something. Nice fifth round pick. Haloti Ngata, well, we're not going to expect much because he's a vet and you have a great rotation. You can afford to let Bo Allen walk and go to Tampa. Michael Bennett is replacing Vinnie Curry. 610-632-0975. And most people were happy with the move of Torrey Smith than bringing in Mike Wallace because his numbers were better with Baltimore than they were of Torrey Smith here in Philadelphia. Back at it on the phones, Pat and Blackwood on 97.5. Pat.
Yeah, Devon, great analyzing that. I'm 100% of what you said. It's not Howie Roseman. It's not Lurie. And in most of it, I like Peterson. It's not all Peterson.
It's some of him, yes.
He's made some mistakes. His biggest mistake, I think this team, it's a smell test. This team smells, and why does it smell? You got not the rookies, not the Goddards and the guys that are coming in. They're playing good. Cox is playing great. This preseason, not playing anybody, soft touching it all the way along the line. These guys are not ready. They don't have the eye of the tiger. This is the city of Rocky, supposedly, right?
Mm-hmm.
They celebrate it. They're the greatest. Why does New England win all the time? Because Belichick kicks ass. They do, every time he just beats them up. It doesn't matter if it's Greg Koski or Brady. He'll beat them up. They might not like it, but he beats them up. You have got to keep the thumb down on these guys, and it's not happening. Carson Wentz, I give all the praise in the world to him. This guy is not 100%. If anybody out there thinks he's 100%, he's not. Not yet. He will be, but he's playing tremendously for what he's got. They got him. They're sacking him. They're running through the line. I mean, guys that you counted on, Johnson, guys that you're counting on are not blocking in the front. I don't know what they're doing.
I don't know
here.
What Lane Johnson has going on
Lane
in his
Johnson
head.
Better put the dog mask on again for a different reason. And I'm going to say one thing, and then I'm going to get off. There's a guy on that team. All right, I agree. If we get better backs, bring him in, do this. Why don't they give this Josh Adams guy a chance? And I'm going to ask you why. They gave him, in one game, he got 6 carries. He got over a 5-yard carry. He's not an outside runner. He can't come in for one play and you flip a stupid play around the end on him. He's a tackle-to-tackle runner who is the only guy on his team that can block in the backfield. And he's 225, 230 pass. Give the kid a chance.
He only got one carry.
10, 12 times. If he doesn't do the job, get rid of him. But give him a chance. Give this kid a chance.
Well, listen, man, great call, Pat. I wanted to see more. They didn't run the ball at all yesterday. They got down, so they felt like they had to pass. They had to pass the ball. So you know how that goes. You get down. All right, it's time to just throw it all over the field and try to get things going, find a way to get some points on the board. I got it. I get it, and that's how you have to do it. Man, now you lose Jay Ajayi for the season? ACL? Problems. They got some problems. 610-632-0975. One open phone line since we've gotten started here at 6 o'clock. We're carrying you until 9. Reaction Monday. Ugly, ugly defeat. 23-21 at the hands of the Minnesota Vikings. What is the problem? They got to get it together quick, too, because they got a Thursday game against the Giants right here as we talk about it on the Fanatic.
Devon Givens.
Give it up.
On 97.5. The Fanatic.
At 2-3, the Birds now only have a 21% chance to make the playoffs. Is the season over? We're talking everything Eagles on Philadelphia's football station. 97.5, The Fanatic.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too. Even threaten your home or business. And it's about to get worse. The IRS just hired an army of new tax enforcers. So, if you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. Optima has access to a special IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop that army of new enforcers from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $500 million of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. Call now for your free consultation.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Attention, landlords and property owners. Are you tired of managing your property and would like someone else to manage it for you? You probably would like to own your property, but are tired of the headaches that come with it. You just can't keep up with the maintenance and leasing. Bay Management Group is a local full-service property management company handling single-family and multifamily properties in the Philadelphia area. They're on-call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They offer full leasing services, including tenant screening with a 1-year tenant warranty, move-in and move-out reports, maintenance, rent collection, eviction services, routine inspections, plus monthly and annual financial statements. You could move to Antarctica with confidence that your property is in great hands. Call Bay Management Group today to learn more or visit baymanagementgroup.com. That's baymgmtgroup.com. Bay Management Group. your premier management company.
My office still has those overhead yellow lights. You know, the ones that buzz all day. Well, I'm not sure how old they are, how much extra they're costing me, or if they'll ever go out. But I do know that I hear them in my sleep.
You don't have to be an expert, because Pico has lots of ways to help your business, like lighting incentive solutions that make it easy to save energy and money. Just visit pico.com/smartideas. Pico, the future is on.
Hey, it's Jason Martinez for Nick's Roast Beef on Cottman Avenue, now under new ownership. Catch all the games this season in their newly renovated game room, along with TV and sound system. Enjoy $3 Bud and Bud Light aluminum bottles for all games, and $2 22-ounce Miller Lights during the Birds game. Join Nick's Roast Beef, PC Richard & Son, and the Castor Buffleton and Cottman Business Association for the second annual Philly Fall Food Truck Festival, Sunday, October 28th from noon to 6 p.m. Over a dozen of Philly's best food trucks, beer garden, live music, and plenty of fun for the kids.
Are you finding that your country club is stuffy, uninviting, and boring? Then you need Spring Mill Country Club in Ivyland, PA. Unwind and relax, no jacket required, while enjoying beautiful greens. At Spring Mill, you can enjoy all the amenities of a country club, like an athletic club, aquatic center, and new driving range, while enjoying an affordable club with no assessments, no initiation fees, and reasonable dues. Visit springmillcountryclub.com. Come see why Spring Mill Country Club is beautiful outside, fun inside, and exclusively for Fanatic listeners. Enjoy Spring Mill as the Fanatic's guest. On October 23rd, it's the Fanatic 9 and Dine. Enjoy 9 holes of golf followed by lunch on the Fanatic. Registration starts at 10 and golf starts at 11. Space is extremely limited, so go to 975thefanatic.com to reserve your spot. This is a great opportunity to check out this gorgeous private course and enjoy lunch. The Fanatic will be broadcasting live from 10 to 2 p.m. And after your round, enjoy lunch at Judd's and Jackson's, the restaurant open to the public at Spring Mill Country Club.
If all this rain lately has turned from a patter on your roof to a splatter on your floor, well, now's the time to call Roofing Nation. You can get a new roof for 50% off plus 0% financing until 2020. Let's face it, it's been wet. We're already 5 inches above our annual average, and it's only October. There's more on the way, not to mention winter around the corner, and every drop that leaks into your home is doing costly damage. Put a stop to it and take advantage of Roofing Nation's amazing autumn offer. Get a new roof for 50% off plus 0% financing until 2020. That's half off the price of a top-of-the-line roofing system, including lifetime shingles, lifetime warranties, and more, starting as low as $99 a month with 0% financing until 2020. Your home will be protected by quality products and the finest workmanship from a division of Window Nation, the local company with a nationwide reputation. But you have to call now. Get this incredible Roofing Nation package, a new roof for 50% off plus 0% financing until 2020. Call now, 833-4NATION, or visit roofingnation.com. That's 833-4NATION. Businesses that advertise on 97.5 The Fanatic see increased sales and revenue. The Fanatic's team of marketing professionals can customize a plan that's right for you. Radio is as hot as a Philly sports team. Learn how to win through advertising on The Fanatic by emailing us today at marketing@975thefanatic.com. That's marketing@975thefanatic.com.
Play golf at The Fanatic's 9 and Dine Golf Outing October 23rd at Spring Mill Country Club in Ivyland, Pennsylvania, as Anthony and Jason broadcast live. Space is limited, so go to 975thefanatic.com now to find out how you can register to win spots in this first-time golf outing. To get more information on the club, go to springmillcountryclub.com.
Sports Talk for Philadelphia and beyond. 97.5 The Fanatic.
647, 97.5 The Fanatic. Devon Givens with you until 9 to 6 o'clock hour is brought to you by Family and Company Jewelers. Visit them on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, or at familyjewelers.com, South Jersey's diamond destination. You want to get in with us? 610-632-0975. Everybody gets a chance. A lot of people want to get involved and talk about the Birds loss 23-21 to the Minnesota Vikings. And now the news, it just gets even worse. Jay Ajayi out for the season. ACL, if you're just tuning in, Jay Ajayi, ACL, gone for the year. You okay with the running back grouping? Corey Clement, Wendell Smallwood, Darren Sproles, Josh Adams. Let us know. 610-632-0975. Andrew Davis, 1989, says, you said the Bills are cooked when they have the same record as the Eagles and beat two teams the Eagles lost to. Are the Eagles cooked? I don't think the Eagles are cooked yet, Drew. The Bills are cooked because they can't win the AFC East. At least the Birds can win the NFC East. I don't think the Bills are making the playoffs. So I think the Eagles can make the playoffs. Looks like they have to win a division to do so, and I still believe that they can, in fact, win the division and get to the postseason. You want them to get that home game, of course, and try to do what they need to do in that wild card game at home, advance to the next round and the next round, get to the Super Bowl one more time. But it's an uphill battle right now, losing one of your better players in Jay Ajayi. Team not gelling at all. Already losing Rodney McLeod. Problems. 610-632-0975. Rob in Seattle joins us on the Fanatic. Hey, Rob.
Hey, what's good with you, man?
What's happening, man? It's a lot going on here, Rob.
Ooh, I'm scratching my head. I'm looking at this team, the offensive line. I'm worried if Carson's going to make it through the season with this offensive line.
Get beat up.
The defensive front is doing their thing to some extent, but the D-backs, well, double move Mills is well documented. But I'm wondering,
man,
what why is Rasul not getting any play? And what was the big? What were we waiting for Sidney Jones for? I mean, I don't see his skills yet.
First Rasul Douglas, I saw him a little bit yesterday. He was in the mix a little bit. They mixed him in to try to get him involved. Especially with Corey Graham being out for a lot of the game. Then you talk about Sidney Jones. He's on it, too. He can get called out as well. And I was a big Sidney Jones supporter when they drafted him, decided to redshirt him for the season. He was supposed to be one of the top corners in last year's draft. Now, maybe it's that one-year thing where you got to give him the full year. And then, of course, next year is when he blossoms into that corner that everybody expected. But right now, he's not holding up his own end of the bargain either.
Right, and I mean, we getting everybody's best. You're a champ. You got to expect you're going to get everybody's best. But man, if you lose Thursday night, ooh.
Oh, we're gonna be losing it here, Rob. If that happens, Rob, you're right. But real fast, you're in Seattle, so you saw Sidney Jones out there.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I saw a different cat. I mean, I don't know if he's still recovering from the injury. I don't know, but I don't see the speed break him. I don't see. None of that. I mean, I don't know.
He better get it together, too. Opportunity is there, and you never know when they might decide to make that change. Rob, thanks for the call. And ideally, it would be Sidney Jones to slide to the outside if that's the case. But as you just pointed out, he's making his own mistakes. We've seen him get beat on touchdowns. We've seen him last week with the fourth down play where he had to grab, so it's a hold, and they get the first down in Tennessee. Capitalizes off of that penalty. He has to be better. Sidney Jones. Jalen Mills, Ronald Darby, Sidney Jones, all of them have to be better. 610-632-0975. Corey in Deptford joins us on 97.5. What's up, Corey?
How you doing today, brother?
I'm doing all right.
Yeah, man, I just want to hit on a couple points, man. You know, this all season, you know, we knew Alshon Jeffery was going to miss some time at the beginning of the season. Can't blame that on Howie. He did what he had to do as a personnel standpoint to fill that void with Mike Wallace. Brought him in here. You know, the only move I really didn't agree with in the beginning of the year or last offseason is I thought the most crucial part of our offense was LeGarrette Blount. So many times last year, he ripped off that 7-yard run, that 15-yard run, that 20-yard run in the beginning of the game that just, like, set the tone. He's one of those silent assassins. He bounced around from the – look, he won a Super Bowl with the Patriots. He was there with the Steelers. I mean, even when the Patriots let him go, he even brought him back because, you know, Belichick knows how valuable this guy is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and also, you should know, in any game, any fight, any season, you have to make adjustments. I mean, look at the best fighter all the time, Floyd Mayweather. It's not about, you know, what you come in during a fight. You make adjustments during the year. Howie needs to make moves, you know. He made a move last year bringing in a Giants. You know, he needs to make it this year. You know, look at the Pacers. Look at their organization. Every year they flip the script. Rather, if it's something minor or something major, they do something to keep other teams on their toes. They just brought in a wide receiver. I'm not saying we need a wide receiver. You know, I've been pulling the trigger. Yeah, pulling a trigger on Le'Veon Bell, in my opinion, is a must. You know, it brings pressure off of Carson. It brings pressure off the offense. Having that running game back is that's what we need. And that's what last year, you know, once you have that, I believe the defense eventually will work itself out. I do think Mills should be, you know, benched. That's just my opinion. I think it's time for Sidney Jones. But we're missing that mojo, man. And in my opinion, I think one of the biggest pieces last year was LeGarrette Blount, and it broke my heart letting him go.
There is something missing, man. Thanks for the call. Great stuff, Corey. And LeGarrette Blount, when he was moved on, signed with the Detroit Lions later in the free agent period, he looked at it and he said, you know what? I'm not mad. I'm okay because I think a healthy Jay Ajayi for the entire season. Corey Clement coming in as a second back, not knowing what you had a season ago. He does what he does throughout the entirety of the season. Of course, going through the Super Bowl. Okay, increased role for him as the number two. Darren Sproles possibly coming back. I was solid with it. I was okay with it. LeGarrette Blount moving on. I was. I was okay with it. I can't say anything on that one. I got it. Some people did want him back. I did not want him back. It wasn't really a priority when they did some of the other things with the roster that I did like Michael Bennett, Mike Wallace, Haloti Ngata. Again, I was in favor of Sidney Jones coming in and getting his opportunity. So I was okay with it. And Jay Ajayi, a four-year, thought that would work out. 610-632-0975. Vinny at Renting Rooms. Sidney Jones is a rookie playing an unfamiliar position. He gets a free pass just on those merits. Shaking my head at these callers. Vin, I disagree. Yes, he is playing out of position. But he's out there. This is a Super Bowl caliber team. We thought, I need his best. Vin, I need him to go out there and make plays. He is a playmaker. He can tackle. He's not afraid to stick his nose in there. He's getting beat. Yes, he's out of position. I agree with you. That said, he's out on the field. This is not Arizona or San Francisco. Or Buffalo, for that matter, Drew. This is a team that we thought, again, was a Super Bowl contender. All hands on deck. If you're out there, you need to ball out. 610-632-0975. And if, Vin, you feel like he needs to be on the outside, then okay, that's your prerogative, and I don't disagree with you. Maybe he is going to play his best out there. But while he's out there in that slot, I need him to play better. He's made some tackles. He's missed enough. He had a bad penalty against Tennessee that hurt them in that loss last week against the Titans. 610-632-0975. One open phone line since we got started. We get ready for the 7 o'clock hour. We continue the conversation. Birds lost. What's going on? How can they fix it? They got the Giants on Thursday. Jay Ajayi now out. What do you do? I'm Devon Givens. We're here until 9. 7 o'clock hour on the other side here on The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens on 97.5, The Fanatic. Eagles week 5, a porous defense and out of sync offense that continues to allow too many hits on Carson. Turnovers, Vikings 23, Eagles 21, and the Birds drop to 2-3 as they get ready for the division rival New York Giants Thursday night. Where did last year's team go? We're talking about it right now on Philadelphia's football station, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Addiction is a disease, not a lapse in judgment. Patients struggling with the disease of addiction are entitled to world-class care, provided with dignity and respect. Recover Centers of America Devon provides the highest quality inpatient and outpatient treatment for addiction and co-occurring mental health disorders. And it's available right here in the Philadelphia area. Their phone number is 1-800-RECOVERY. They believe that your family should be able to visit and participate in the treatment. So they built a facility in our neighborhood in Pennsylvania. And they are here to help you and your family. And they stand ready to help you with your addiction challenges. Their phone number, it's 1-800-RECOVERY. They offer specialized treatment programs for young adults, adults, and first responders, including law enforcement and military veterans. And they are in network with Blue Cross Blue Shield and other major insurance providers. Call Recovery Centers of America today at 1-800-RECOVERY or visit 1-800-RECOVERY.com/radio.
My name is Carolyn. I was a nurse for almost 15 years when I injured my shoulder at work. I always thought that my commitment and dedication to my job would be respected. Then the medical center where I worked and its insurance company turned its back on me and denied my claim. I was devastated and scared. Worst of all, my injury was not being properly treated. Then I called the attorneys at Swartz Carlton. They listened to my story and referred me to the top surgeons who properly diagnosed me and offered the best treatment available. They fought hard and got me a large cash settlement. Without Swartz Cullerton, I don't know if I ever would have won my claim. I refer all my friends and family to Swartz Cullerton. Swartz Cullerton got me justice.
If you've been injured at work, get justice. Call 1-800-JUSTICE. That's 1-800-587-8423. 1-800-JUSTICE. Don't let the insurance companies take advantage of you. Call 1-800-JUSTICE.
Getting engaged? Then get ready for Benari Jewelers' extraordinary engagement ring and wedding band clearance event. Thursday through Saturday, October 18th through the 20th. You'll save up to 50% on the area's largest selection of designer diamond engagement rings and wedding bands with special no-interest financing available. That's Thursday through Saturday, the 18th through 20th, only at Benari Jewelers in Exton and Newtown Square or at BenariJewelers.com.
Relax in comfort with seats that beat the stadium. Harrah's Resort and Bally's Atlantic City Wild Wild West are now taking bets at our new sports books. Available bets include pro and college football, basketball, baseball, hockey, and more. Place your wager on your favorites today and score your own winning record at the book. Can't make the trip? No problem. Download the Caesars Casino app through the App Store or CaesarsCasino.com and bet now. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's that time of year again to consider replacing your old drafty windows and doors before another cold winter season rolls in. So delay no further and call my good friends at Guided Door and Window. You'll feel at ease with the no obligation, no pressure approach of the free in-home consultation with one of Guided's knowledgeable reps as they work to assess your needs and provide quality window and door options at an affordable price. And if you decide that Guided is the right company for you, you'll be able to start enjoying all the benefits of their expertly installed, highly energy efficient windows and doors without putting any money down, and you'll get the luxury of paying off your project interest-free for up to 36 months. Not to mention, you'll also receive 20% instant savings off all windows and doors. So that's 20% off all windows and doors, $0 down, and 0% interest payments for up to 3 full years. But you must act now. This offer is for a limited time and restrictions apply. For full details, call Guida today and schedule a free, no-obligation in-home estimate. The number is 1-877-GO-GUIDA or check them out online at GoGuida.com. That's Go, G-U-I-D-A.com.
At AutoZone, helping to get more done is what we do best. Like with the AutoZone Rewards Program, you'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. It's just one more way to get more done. And right now, get a $10 AutoZone gift card by mail-in rebate when you purchase a Sylvania Silver Star Ultra Twin Pack or 2 single packs. 2 single packs must be purchased on same sales receipt. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
My wife and I didn't think we needed to start planning for retirement.
But our principal financial rep was like,
you need to start planning for retirement.
I thought that's what Social Security was for.
Same. But as it turns out,
you may need more security than that. So even if retirement is 30 years away, you'll
need enough savings to help maintain your current lifestyle.
Which means we'll be able to maintain our expensive latte habit.
Well into our 90s.
Principal. Investments. Retirement. Insurance. We can help you plan for that. Sponsored by member companies of Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. Principal National Life Insurance Company. Principal Life Insurance Company. Securities offered by Principal Securities Incorporated. Member SIPC.
World champions, man.
World champions.
World champions.
World champions.
Sports voice of the new Philadelphia, 97.5, The Fanatic. WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station.
This is our new norm.
Here we go. Broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. Philadelphia's football station.
It is Philadelphia's football station right here at 97.5. The Fanatic, 7:02 on a football Monday. Tough, tough loss. Everybody's taking this one hard. Broadcasting from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. I'm Devon Givens with you as we start the 7 o'clock hour here on the Fanatic. Benny Odita producing the show. Again, I'm Devon Givens. We're talking about this bad loss, 32-23-21 to the Minnesota Vikings yesterday. It was a big anticipated game, not just because of the rematch, but because of the fact that both teams needed it. Both teams needed it. Birds lost a tough one again to the Tennessee Titans. And we just didn't expect this from this football team so early in the season, week 4 and week 5, where we're now calling out all these things, pointing out all these bad things, calling out Howie Roseman saying he did an awful job in the offseason when pretty much most people were praising him for what he did in the moves that he made and the draft picks as such. Doug Peterson, legend forever, right? You trust him now. Mad because he still didn't get those Coach of the Year votes over Sean McVay. All kinds of things. Carson Wentz, he take his time. He can come back whenever Nick Foles is here. We'll still get to the Super Bowl. It's no big deal. Nick Foles starts off slow. What's going on with this football team? On and on and on. All of these different things. And here we are, 2-3, week number 6 coming up against the New York Giants on Thursday at the Meadowlands. Now you might want to start talking about a must-win situation. You don't want to lose these games against your division opponents. So you take this first one, and you need to win all of them. All of them. At worst, 5-1, maybe? You need to get some wins. You need to accumulate wins. You need to go down that schedule and pick up some other wins that maybe, since you've given up the Tennessee and the Tampa Bay games, that you have to find a way to recoup those games and get those two back to go along with your wins in your division. Still, Washington plays the Saints tonight. I'm sure a lot of people will have their eyes on that game as well, just to see if the Eagles can stay up there in the division. This is just a bad spot. Unexpected, at least in my eyes. Birds 2-3, week number 5, going into week number 6 against the Giants. I did not see this coming. What is wrong with your football team? 610-632-0975. And how much does now the loss of Jay Ajayi out for the season, ACL, how much does that hurt now the Eagles offense? 610-632-0975. Mike in Warminster's been hanging on. Thanks for hanging on, Mike. You're on the Fanatic.
Hey, what's up, Devon? How we doing?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm hanging in there, right? You know, this. I'm a diehard, man, and, like, this is rough to watch. You know,
yes.
Things I see that I think are really causing us the problems is we don't have a deep threat, nothing to stretch the field, and this is a passing league. You ain't got nobody stretch the field, it leaves us kind of vulnerable with what we have, you know?
Well, I think I believe they thought they satisfied that hole by going out there to get Mike Wallace, but once he went down with the injury for quite a bit, and also Mac Hollins, who some felt like he could at least stretch the field, then that really took things away. We were fooled a little bit by what Shelton Gibson gave us in the preseason, and then Nelson Agholor, who has been able to get down the field a few times, he just simply hasn't been able to catch the football. So you're right, man. They don't have that threat, and somehow they have to find a way to get that back.
We do. And I like that Wallace pickup. You know, I was good with that, you know. I thought that was an upgrade from what we had, you know. But, you know, stuff happens. People get hurt. You know, this is the NFL.
Yep.
So I think that with knowing Mac Collins was already banged up, and then when that happened, I think that's something we need to really, really get on and get somebody in here, just a body even that can run. Get us a body, somebody that can burn down the field. I don't care if they catch the ball. Just get them down the field. Make some room.
I'm not sure who else is out there. A deep threat. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they worked out Corey Coleman. They passed on him. Perryman, they worked out. They passed on him. So I'm not really sure deep threat-wise, Mike, who else is there?
Yeah, well, that's going to be a problem for us, you know? And
Yeah, right now that seems to be the case, Mike. Thanks for the call, that they don't have that deep threat where they can go down the field. It was good to see Shelton Gibson get that catch yesterday, but it was only one time. I'm not saying got to get 5 of them, but it was only one time. Nothing else really down the field. 610-632-0975. Anthony in East Windsor next on the Fanatic. Ant.
Hey, how you doing, Devon? Nice talking to you again.
Good to talk to you.
I just want to throw some things at you because it's very depressing now. and I can't even start the week off right. But I'm happy about the Shady talk. I don't know how close or if they could get him. And also, just the block and run. Why don't they just use that rugby guy? I mean, he's
Maya Lotte.
Like 6-something. Yeah. And you know, 300-some pounds. And nobody couldn't catch him on a rugby field. So at least he could block and... You know, for Wentz.
Well, right now, they when they use that six offensive linemen, when they go heavy on the offensive line, they will go with, say, Amalu as that sixth guy. And right now he's in place of Steph Wisniewski. I'm not sure if Wisniewski is that person or someone else, if it's Vitae as that, that other guy. I have no idea, but I don't think they're ready to use him as of yet, and because he hasn't even dressed for a game.
Okay. But what do you, how close do you think we get in, I don't know about Le'Veon Bell or Shady back?
Yeah, that's a good question, man. We don't know. I guess, and it's a good point that Andrew brings up. You know, the Bills are still the same record as the Eagles, so maybe they want to hang on for a little bit longer until they decide to make a move on what they want to do. But we'll see. If LeSean McCoy is the person that they look at, Le'Veon Bell's probably going to be even harder to get, especially with all the things that are going on with him. Man, thanks for the call. I have no idea. It's hard to figure that out because teams do what they want to do. And especially when you have a situation like this. Look, we were looking at it at the quarterback position around the NFL. Okay? As soon as Garoppolo goes down, the first thing people say, oh, we have Nick Foles. Go get him. You want him? Come get him. That's the first thing you think of. Correct? So, right now with Jay Ajayi out there, if some teams around the league, they might try to fleece you. So, if you want to get LeSean McCoy for a third and a fourth, they might be trying to get a two or a three because they know what the Eagles want to do, which, of course, is contend for the NFC East, contend for the NFC Conference title, and get back to, and defend their Super Bowl. So you're going to get some crazy, crazy offers, whether it's LeSean McCoy, Le'Veon Bell, anyone else out there that you might throw in the mix. Now, let's remember this, too. When we want to talk about the balance of the running game, and I do, too, I get on them as well, and we really got on them last week. This is a passing league. You have to complete your passes down the field. You have to get complete the pass. And when you get in the red zone, you have to get into the end zone. No field goals. None. You get pushed back. Now you got to punt, or now you got to go for it on fourth and 20 and things like get in the end zone. My goodness. Chuck in Bucks County is next on the Fanatic. What's going on, Chuck?
How you doing, man?
I like not good, Chuck.
I like your show very much. I hope you'll excuse me because I'm a Dallas fan.
Uh-oh.
But I just wanted to have a little bit of fun with the Eagles fight song. I thought you might enjoy it.
I'm wearing layers.
Yesterday was not perfect because my team lost, but as you can imagine, I was happy that Minnesota won. So I was just playing a little bit with the fight song, family friendly, no bad language. I just thought I would cheer you up a little bit with my rendition.
What? I think the fan base is going to destroy me if I let you go on with this. But I'll let you go, and if it starts going there, I'm going to go fans and bang on you. I'm telling you right now.
You can blame me for it. Anyway, here's my rendition. Fly, Eagles, fly on the road to 2-3.
Yep, that's enough. Gave him a little bit. That's enough. I love my fan base here, the fans of Philly.
Get out! Get out!
I couldn't do it. I'm going to get destroyed for giving them that much time. And that, Chuck, got to move on. Rajab in Bristol's next on the Fanatic. My man Rajab, help us out.
All right, what's going on, man?
What's going on?
One of the things that stood out to me in yesterday's game was a lack of discipline. I mean, how many illegal formation penalties are we going to get? I mean, this is like becoming a trend now.
Right. And, you know, lining up in the right. Remember when we got on Derek Barnett early in the year for lining up in the neutral zone?
Right.
Right. Same thing, right, man. I mean, come on. Discipline. Yeah.
And then it's like, I mean, I'm starting to get flashbacks of Bradley Fletcher when it comes to Jalen Mills.
Oh, man.
I mean,
that's a bad name.
I don't understand these coaches. Like, how do you say we have confidence in this person when this guy's getting burned on every single play? And then on top of it, what really got on my nerves was when he stopped stealing on that one time near the goal line. And then he has your dad, he starts getting in his face, and you're about to get an unsportsmanlike penalty when we just had to stop. And then Fletcher Cox gets in his face, tell him to go get off the field.
That's what I like Fletcher Cox for doing that.
Right. Yeah, so did I. I was like, yes, get in his face. And then he starts popping back to Fletcher Cox. I'm like, are you serious?
Yep.
Like, where's the discipline? Where's the accountability? That's the one thing I don't understand in the situation. I don't get it. You know, I mean, The thing about it is I haven't lost hope because I know that we have a good team. It's just that they really need to tighten up on all these mistakes. The penalties.
Penalties, yes. I was about to say that. Go ahead. Yes,
they have got to tighten up. It's just it's the fundamentals that they have got to tighten up on. Doug Peterson has got to come and right this ship. He's got to basically stop the nice guy act and tell these dudes straight up, Super Bowl is over. Teams are coming and they're bringing their best. And I'm sorry. I mean, Jalen Mills is a liability. Kirk Cousins from Jump Street went straight to his side.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Who wins? He's the weak link. Like, I don't get it. It's like, come on, man. I mean, are we all watching the same game here? You guys are closer to it than we are. You guys are on the field. Bench this man or do something, because every team that comes in the playoffs, Eli's going to do the same thing on Thursday.
Oh, and he always, Rajab, thanks, man, has success against this team. They are the model of playing against the Eagles, the Giants, because they go fast, 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 quick snap, throw, quick slants, things of that nature, right away. Right away. Try to get yards up the field, yards after the catch. I've said it, and I'll continue to say it. I'm a Jalen Mills guy. I like him. I like the fact that he is aggressive. I like that he is not afraid and he's tough. Love it. But right now, it's not working. You want to see him play through it, but now it's costing you wins. It's not just that you like him and you say, okay, I accept it because he's going to do this. It's costing you wins now. 610-632-0975. Devon Givens with you until 9 o'clock tonight here on The Fanatic. Joe Torti, he comes in here, takes over from 9 o'clock, carries you through until midnight. 610-632-0975. What's wrong with the Philadelphia Eagles? Why are we here at 2-3? We didn't expect this. Why are we here? How are we here? What needs to be corrected from this football team? If you're just tuning in and you missed it, Jay Ajayi, they've been having issues with running back all season long, staying healthy. Corey Clement has missed games. Darren Sproles has missed games. Jay Ajayi has missed a game. The only ones that have been ready and available, Wendell Smallwood. Did Wendell Smallwood miss a game? But I know he's been banged up. Josh Adams, he's there if they need him, but they don't need him enough, so they don't use him. Jay Ajayi, out for the season, torn ACL in the left knee. Doesn't get any better than this, huh? 610-632-0975. We keep it moving on the phones. We're giving you guys all the time you need. Let's go to Vince in Lancaster. It's about you today. What's up, Vince?
What's going on, man?
A lot with this football team. Vince, help us out.
My heart is hurting right now.
Oh, come on, man.
First off, I got to say this, and I need you to hear this real clear.
All right.
The way you allowed that Dallas Carter to get onto our line.
See, I knew it.
It's starting to remind me what my O-line is looking like right now.
I was trying to be nice. I was trying to, you know, I thought he was just going to say something, and I'd be like, all right, man, whatever. Then he did that, and my bad, man. I apologize to everybody, Vince. That's why I got him out. As soon as he said 2-3, we were out.
You owe me a cheesesteak for that.
I do that. You come in, we hang out, cheesesteak on me.
All right, now, here's the second part to my question. Where is my coach at? Last year, after every game, I proudly said, that is my coach.
Mm-hmm.
Place it with this Super Bowl, and he don't give a crap right now. And that's my opinion.
No, I see. I think he gives a crap. I think that he has to also, as you pointed out, Vince, he has to get back to who he was, where he was taking those chances. Not, you know, 4th-and-20 chances, but taking
it's
those
true.
Chances. Be smart with the challenge that everybody knew that he had 3 feet inbound, Steph Diggs, on that particular play. You cannot call that challenge. We got to be better than that. So I agree with you. I think he does. I know he cares. Right now, he took the blame. Vince, he has to come back out there and get these guys going. He has to get these guys going. But they also, Vince, have to go out there and execute, and they have not been doing that.
Very true. Very true. Listen, I told everybody this. You know, Jalen Mills, yeah, you know what I mean? There's a lot of ifs about him right now. He is proving himself. He is one of those reasons we went down Broad Street last year.
He is. But right now, we're not going down Broad Street again. All we can do is look at those videos. We got to call him out as is, Vince, for what he's doing right now. Thanks for the call. And he has not been playing well at all. Doug Peterson, he takes heat. No question about it. He asked some questions. That challenge, man. I'm like, come on, bro. What are you doing? We all saw the who's upstairs telling him to challenge that particular play. Really? Who's telling him that? Who saw? What did they see? Maybe they, okay, the first foot down, he didn't have control of the football. He bobbled it. But 2 and 3, he did have control, and he got the 2 and 3 in. Aaron and King of Prussia on 97.5. What's up, Aaron?
What's up, man? You know I'm always going to bring something to you.
I know. I'm ready. Let's let the people know. Let the people know.
First of all, I called you early in the year, and you said, what could go wrong? And I was like, only thing I can see is they lost two offensive coordinators.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, it seemed like we were always one step ahead of what they were doing. And it was like, you prepared for us last week, and you prepared, but no, we got stuff on top of that. Now, especially on defense, on our defense, it looks like everybody's one step ahead of us. They know what we do. They prepare for what we're doing.
How many times did we hear, I think two times already this year, we already heard, Aaron, with other teams, like, we knew what was coming.
And the other thing is now, okay, Peterson, it's time to stop being friends with people. You're going to have to get on some people, starting with your boy Mills. First, my boy, too, I like him, but listen, it's fourth down. The other guy has nothing to lose by getting in your face. He's going to kick a field goal from the 15 instead of the 1. You're sitting up there, and then the leader of your team tells you, look, man, what are you doing? You're about ready to cost us a game, and we've been undisciplined, and you want to sit there and then give him beef back? Oh, let that happen? You bench, dude. And it's time to get these rookies, these guys that we did, because they can't play these positions. They're out of position. So if Mills is going to cut up, then take Mills, make him play the slot. But you got to get the two guys that from the draft 2 years ago, the two corners, you got to get these guys in the game and start getting them trained for the future. Because Mills, every week you give up a big play, and you can't give up one every week. Your name need to be Double Move Mills, because everybody in the league knows that you're going to get a double move on you one game, and it's going to cost us 50 yards.
I'm going right at him, Aaron. Thanks for the call. I'm going at him, and I like the guy. I'm going at him because right now he has not shown the patience and the way to stay away from biting on that fake. He has not. I'm going at him for sure. 610-632-0975. I give a little fake. Now, if I threw it, he's going to pick it off. Because let's be honest, I know. I think I can throw the football nice, you know, spin it a little bit, make it rain out there. But he is a professional cornerback. But still, you know what I mean. He's got to be better. 610-632-0975. Two open phone lines. We've been rolling all night. We're going to continue to do so right now with Dean in Port Richmond on 97.5. What's happening, Dean?
What's up? What's up? How you doing, Devon?
Good, man.
Man, I've been listening, and you owe me a cheesesteak, too, for letting that Dallas guy get on here. And
listen, we ain't not giving out cheesesteaks to everybody, but all right, you too, I'll give cheese. Y'all can come sit in with me. It's all good. That's it. That's it.
But the piggyback on the...
But y'all got to split mine. Y'all got to buy mine together. I'll buy two. Y'all buy one.
Hey, look, it's no problem. But the piggyback on the last caller about... Jalen, man, I agree with him 100%, man. I'm about to start calling him Jalen Double Move Mills too, man. It's how many big plays you gonna give up, my man? I mean, come on,
one every week, so and he got some trouble on Thursday against Odell or Shepard.
Exactly, and I don't understand why they won't like move him to the slot or move him to the safety. You know, bring in Devontae Maddox, bring in, you know, let Sidney Jones play the one. I don't understand what's going on. And then as far as running back, I don't think we need to go outside of the locker room and bring anybody in. And then if they are going to bring in somebody that's already familiar with the city, and you know, like McCoy or, you know, I like how they brought back Matthews. You know, bring back some guys that's familiar. Don't bring in no new guys.
Yeah, we mentioned Shady a little earlier, of course, with Buffalo. Who knows what they might try to fleece the Eagles since they feel like they might be desperate with the running back situation now. Yeah. And as far as Sidney Jones and Mills, the one question you have is how long is Jim Schwartz, who we all know loves Jalen Mills, how long, at what point does he pull that trigger? And yesterday, Dean, Trey made a good point, Bob Cooney as well, during the pregame show.
Right.
If you make that move, you risk losing the confidence of that player who's already shaking confidently right there. And if you do move him, as you said, moving the safety, now you're moving him out of spot to another spot, and he might take that as a demotion and saying, my guys don't trust me. So are you still going to get that solid play from him at a new position?
See, but one thing about life, man, sometimes change is inevitable. You know what I mean? One time somebody told me that, and sometimes you might just got to...
I hate change.
You know, you might have to let him go. I mean, I understand what he did for us last year, and, you know, my honest opinion, it wasn't really that much. I mean, that Julio Jones throw, you know, yeah, he was there. He was in the spot.
Yeah, Julio should have caught that.
Julio could have caught that. You know what I mean? We all know how Julio get down. He could have caught that. And then, you know, maybe he would have been traded if he would have caught it. But who knows? But, you know, I just think it's time for a change, man. Change that up. And we got to get over the hangover. We still got the hangover, man.
Okay.
I see these guys not hungry. I see it. A couple guys called in earlier today. I was listening to them. It's that hunger, man. That hunger out there, I don't see it, Devon.
Well, they need to get it back. You got to get it back on Thursday, Dean.
Got
to get it back Thursday. No doubt about it. Listen, man, have a great couple of days for the game. We're going to take this quick break. One open phone line. I apologize. Let's get right back at it on the other side. It's all about you guys tonight. 610-632-0975. Birds Talk nonstop right here on The Fanatic.
Devon Givens on 97.5, The Fanatic. At 2-3, the Birds now only have a 21% chance to make the playoffs. Is the season over? We're talking everything Eagles on Philadelphia's football station, 97.5, The Fanatic.
Hey, it's Philadelphia Eagles safety number 23, Roddy McLeod. And I need your help with something that affects all of us, cancer. It's time that we stop losing people we love to this serious disease. I'm teaming up with 97.5, The Fanatic, to raise money for cancer research. I'm asking Birds fans to make a donation to the American Association for Cancer Research in any amount today to help me raise $23,000. With your donation comes automatic entry into a drawing to win the ultimate Birds fan experience, including two tickets to the Monday night game against Washington on December 3rd, field passes, and a VIP tour of the ESPN film truck. So go to 975thefanatic.com/donate and make a donation today to support cancer research. I look forward to seeing you on December 3rd, and thank you for your support.
So join community philanthropist and American Association of Cancer Research Ambassador McLeod on his race to $23,000 for cancer research. Official contest rules are located at aacrfoundation.org. Participants must be 18 or older. Donations are greatly appreciated, although not required to enter the contest.
What would it take for you to get a tattoo you didn't want? $1 million? How about 1 million socks? I'm Randy from Bombas. When me and my business partner Dave...
How's it going?
...quit our jobs to start a sock company...
Bombas.
...we wanted to make the best socks in the history of feet. No more annoying seam, no more falling down your leg, added arch support...
You get the idea.
And what's better than creating the best socks in the history of feet?
Sharing them.
This is what we do. One pair purchased equals one pair donated to those in need. Our dream was always to donate 1 million pairs. We thought it would take 10 years. That's why Dave said,
when we donate 1 million pairs of socks, I'll get a tattoo to celebrate.
But then something happened. People loved our socks. And instead of 10 years, it only took 2.5. 1 million pairs.
And one Bombas tattoo on my arm.
Feel the most comfortable socks in the history of feet by going to bombas.com/thefanatic and get 20% off your first order. That's bombas.com/thefanatic.
Join Sal Palantonio for a special Sal Pal Football Hour live from Poppy's Italian Restaurant this Friday from 6 to 7 p.m. Presented by Gaviano Dark Knight and lyric by Etude Wine. Get there early to enjoy Poppy's Happy Hour from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Seating for the Sal Pal Football Hour is limited, so make your reservations today at poppiesrestaurant.com. It's a special Sal Palantonio Football Hour live from Poppy's Italian Restaurant this Friday, 3120 South 20th Street in Philadelphia.
Guys, do you have broken or damaged glass around your home or business? Call Economy Glass and Mirror Repair. When it comes to residential and commercial glass install and repair, it must be the guys at Economy Glass. With locations in Downingtown, Pennsylvania, and now in Hammonton, New Jersey, they serve all of the Delaware Valley for replacement and repair of windows and sliding glass doors, patio windows, plexiglass, mirrors, shower doors, and more. For more info, call 610-269-3570, online at economyglassandmirror.com.
Electrical contractors in the know that Denny Electric Supply is always the first call for every job. Family owned and operated since 1938, Denny Electric Supply has 8 area locations with early morning and Saturday hours, plus on-site delivery right to your job. Denny is proud to stock Eaton wiring devices, breakers and load centers, B-line enclosures, fuses, and more. Denny Electric Supply, the professional's choice for fast, friendly service for over 75 years. Shop in person or online at DennyElectricSupply.com.
When it comes to business insurance, business as usual just doesn't cut it, because there is nothing routine about managing risk, mitigating loss potential, or creating a customized business insurance solution at competitive prices. Expect more from your insurance partner. Choose Univest.
I'm Ron Flaherty, president of Univest Insurance. Contact us today for a customized risk analysis, and we'll protect what matters to you most so you can get on with business. Contact Univest today.
Well, thick green grass is more important than just the looks. The more grass you have, the fewer weeds you have. Now, my guys in natural lawn are scientists. They can explain exactly how that works. I'm not, and I don't care, because I just like a lush green lawn. Hire my guys at Natural Lawn of America. That's my lawn care company. In the fall, it's important to set the table to get your lawn ready for not only the spring, but for the rest of the year. So aeration and seeding are essential. Now, whether you live in PA or New Jersey, Natural Lawn's aeration and seeding service will help restore your lawn's health and beauty over the winter so it looks amazing when it comes up in the spring and then all year long. They've been helping my lawn grow at its best for years, and I continue to recommend them because their system works. Call Natural Lawn of America and get their limited time offer today. When you schedule Natural Lawn's full service program, they'll come out and seed your lawn free of charge. Just call this number, 800-FREE-SEED. That's 800-FREE-SEED. Choose my lawn care company, Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
The National Brain Tumor Society invites you to take action in the fight against brain tumors and join them at the Navy Yard on October 13th for the Race for Hope Philadelphia. This family-friendly 5K timed run and walk raises funds and awareness for the brain tumor community. Visit them at raceforhopepa.org. Register today.
Philadelphia's football station. 97.5, The Fanatic.
.7:30, 97.5, The Fanatic, Devon Givens with you until 9. Got a little hour and a half to kill here until Joe Torti gets in the air at 9 o'clock. He'll continue. He was on fire yesterday on the postgame show with Joe Stazak after this loss, but he's been killing them the last 2 weeks, so I expect him to be hot when he gets in here again to talk about the loss yesterday, continuing on some things, hearing about Jay Ajayi now. It just won't go away. They lose the game, then you lose your running back, one of the guys you feel like is a playmaker on your squad. He's now gone. It just continues to spiral. 610, and it's only week number 5. Can they get it together? 610-632-0975. We're going to keep it moving on. Pennywise on Twitter, at TheBeastIan. Trade for David Johnson sounds good to me. LOL. I think we all like David Johnson. He keeps getting hurt, but young player, young running back, starting his league and out of the backfield, both patching, pass catching and running the football. I like David Johnson. I'm sure a lot of people do as well. I wouldn't be opposed to that. You know, you're going to have to give up a lot to Arizona though for David Johnson. 610-632-0975. Back at it on the phones. We had the Lansdale checking in with Tony on the Fanatic. What's happening, Tone?
Hey, Devon. How are we doing tonight, bud?
Good, man.
Hey, this team reminds me of what should have been the second year under Doug Peterson. It's almost like we've won backwards. This team's very similar.
Hey, remember when we said skipping the step last year, Tone, right?
I know, and you know, I didn't want to believe it, but just watching this team, if they've regressed so far back, it's like I don't even know where to begin to get them out of this, Devon. If we're being 100% honest right now, mm-hmm. They're bad up front on both sides of the ball, offensively and defensively. They can't cover anyone. No. And if anyone thinks that we're going to go down into the Meadowlands where Eli has historically played decent against us and Odell Beckham owns us and we're just going to go in there and this is going to turn our season around, I'm actually really worried that they could be 2-4 by the end of the week. And I hate to be negative, but that's where I'm at right now. And I honestly have no idea how this team gets out of this funk unless they get back to basics and start running the ball. And then, of course, now you can't even do that with your bell cow because he's out for the year. So I really don't know what to do or where to go at this point because there's not a lot of positives to build on the last 2 weeks. And you can even go back 3 weeks. They got lucky in that Colts game. They're a play away from losing that game. I really don't know what to say beyond that.
Okay, well, let's start there. Running back. Are you okay with the committee of the four that they have, or would you like someone else to be acquired?
Well, I think if Clement's healthy, I'm comfortable with it, but he's banged up.
He's got a weird quad thing, right?
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. He was questionable yesterday. He played, but he didn't see a snap. So that leads me to believe that he's actually hurt worse than questionable would lead you to believe, correct?
Yes.
I mean, if you can't get a snap, and Smallwood...
He dressed out of necessity, basically.
Exactly. And I love Smallwood. His heart. He knows where to be. He's just not very good.
Yeah.
He can't pass block. Yep. I mean, he knows where to be. He's just not good enough. At some point, you have to realize he's just not good enough to block.
He keeps getting run over.
Yeah, he's literally steady. I mean, he's in the right spot. Like, so he knows where to be. He's smart. He knows where to go. Unfortunately, he just can't execute it. And at some point, we have to realize that that's not good enough for us.
No.
So, yeah, I'd like another back, but you said it best. This is the freeze zone, man. This is the Sandy Sleeves type deals. This is when this happens, when teams are in desperate need of a player. So you're not going to go get McCoy for, you know, two cases of Coors Light, and maybe we'll throw in a Miller to make him feel better.
Nah, it's not going to happen.
Nah,
they wanted two in a case of something else that costs way more than that.
They want the handle of Belvedere, which they don't want to give up. You know what I mean?
No doubt. Hey, Joe, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. No, you're absolutely right. It is. It's fleecing season. It is. As soon as you get a guy hurt and they know you're a team that needs to contend or wants to contend, you better believe they're going to try to get you. You're going to pay for LeSean McCoy. You're going to pay for David Johnson. You are. 610-632-0975. Vinny checks back in on Twitter at Renting Rooms. That's a shame all the casual fans know Mills suck. I'm surprised that that was your guy. I just like his toughness, Vin. I said it. His rookie year. I would call him a penalty waiting to happen. So everybody wants to call him Double Move Mills right now. My nickname was a penalty waiting to happen because he was aggressive and he would take chances. He would get physical and we would see that yellow cloth come out of the referee's hand and throw it on the field. Right? You would see that. But I like, again, the toughness, the physicality, the aggressiveness of him. He can tackle. I never said he was the number one, but I guess I got caught and the fact that they won the Super Bowl and he actually played pretty well all year last year with Darby on the other side. And even when Darby was out, when they had the others in there, he played well. How much, and we brought this up too, everybody keeps bringing up LeGarrette Blount. Patrick Robinson is hurt right now for the Saints, but he was good for the Eagles. Or if he came back and they gave him money, would that be the same thing where You got stuck with the nostalgia and you stuck around with somebody too long? I don't know, but they leave us to question these things because they are 2-3 instead of 4-1. 610-632-0975. We go back to King of Prussia. We'll see what Matt has to talk about here on the Fanatic. What's going on, Matt?
How's it going, guy?
Going well.
So listen, I've got a running back. I think you just mentioned that you may not seem happy with it, but I got a running back and somebody who's played D-back in college. I know it's not the pros, but you know what? Somebody who's played the position, there's a major problem there. But let's start with the running back. And you said it, is LeGarrette Blount. You know, it's not nostalgia. It's the offensive line's problem from my point of view. As somebody who played defense and used to feed on offenses that were struggling, the offensive line is struggling because the defense has no fear of a run game. You bring it. You got to get a back like Blount, and if it's not Blount, then you got to give Josh Adams, who's a big back like that, the opportunity to run in between the tackles, keep that defensive line honest, keep those linebackers honest, because right now they have no fear of getting blown past by a running back, and they are just bulldozing everything in front of them to get to that quarterback. And you know what, LeGarrette Blount's not going to cost you a lot, and if you give him 15 carries a game, he's being completely unutilized in Detroit,
because he doesn't fit that system.
Yeah.
He's not that.
He's only there because Matt Patricia is there. They have the connection from New England, and he needed somebody familiar, and that's what he brought in.
Right, but he doesn't fit that system. You bring him here, gives a spark to the team because everybody in this city loved him. Everybody in that team loved him because of the way he played. He's not going to get you 1,000 yards, but if you give him 15 carries a game, he's going to have 60, 65 yards on average a game. One game he'll go over 100, but he's going to be that tough runner. He can run block, and he's cheap. Now let's get to the defense.
Hold on, real fast.
Well,
what are you willing to give up to get him?
You know what? I just go to Troy and say, look, I'll give you a fourth.
Yeah.
Okay, if they say no, say have a nice day, peace out, but I'll give you a fourth.
Got you.
And I guarantee you Detroit takes it. Now, from the defensive side of the ball, I had a day off today because my kid is sick. So what did I do? I went back and I watched the Super Bowl DVD, which shows highlights from all the games. The thing that we're doing is we don't have a Super Bowl hangover. We have a Super Bowl fear. We got torched in the second half of that Super Bowl, and now our defensive backfield is playing, on average, every single snap, is playing 11 and a half yards off.
I was about to say 10 to 15 off.
No, it's average. I mean, I'm a finance guy, so I calculated stupidity. 11 and a half yards per average.
Wow.
Every single play. And they're playing an inside technique, right? Because they're so, they want to drive on these quick passes. Why can't our defensive line get any pressure? Because the every game we played so far this year, the average pass completion, the ball was caught on average within 9 yards of the line of scrimmage. And then that's where those double moves come in, because once you get into the second half, and it's exactly what New England came and did to us in the second half of the Super Bowl, was they did the fake short pattern and busted it downfield, because the second our guys drive on that ball, they leave themselves open. And why Jim Schwartz, who is an NFL coordinator, who is supposed to be the cream of the crop, cannot watch game film and see that his problem with his defense is nothing more than last year our D-backs played no more than 7-8 yards off the ball. This year, they're playing 11-plus yards off the ball every single snap, and they're trying to drive on anything. And the problem is they can't drive on it, because not only are they playing that far off the ball, but they're playing the wrong technique, and they have to turn their hips to drive, which slows them down.
Yep, and listen, man, see, the beauty of you, sometimes when your kid is sick, you get to stay home and do stuff like that, man. Thanks for the call, man. Hope your kid feels better. Really appreciate you laying all that out. We're going to go to break off of that, but listen, Brandon, Joe, AJ, Kevin, Chuck. I saw Chuck yesterday at Sugar House. We'll talk to him on the other side. Plus, some Fletcher Cox news for the Philadelphia Eagles. Talk about that. I'm not scaring you. I'm just telling you some news. Not bad. Not bad. Devon Gibbons right here, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Devon Gibbons.
Give it up.
On 97.5 The Fanatic. Barzetta and Trey in the morning. Gargano and Martinez midday. Missanelli afternoon. Sixers and Flyers at night.
Stay flat. And Eagles talk all day, every day.
Sports voice of the new Philadelphia. 97.5. Fanatic.
What would it take for you to get a tattoo you didn't want? $1 million? How about 1 million socks? I'm Randy from Bombas. When me and my business partner Dave...
How's it going?
...quit our jobs to start a sock company...
Bombas.
...we wanted to make the best socks in the history of feet. No more annoying seam, no more falling down your leg, added arch support...
You get the idea.
And what's better than creating the best socks in the history of feet?
Sharing them.
This is what we do. One pair purchased equals one pair donated to those in need. Our dream was always to donate 1 million pairs. We thought it would take 10 years. That's why Dave said,
when we donate 1 million pairs of socks, I'll get a tattoo to celebrate.
But then something happened. People loved our socks. And instead of 10 years, it only took 2.5. 1 million pairs.
And one Bombas tattoo on my arm.
Feel the most comfortable socks in the history of feet by going to bombas.com/thefanatic and get 20% off your first order. That's bombas.com/thefanatic.
Place your sports bets at PlaySugarHouse.com, offering competitive odds on game lines, futures, and prop bets with 50-plus in-game bets on pro football games. Make bets while the game is being played, like who will score next, how will the current drive finish. You will earn rewards for every bet you place with our innovative loyalty program. Sign up now. We'll match your first deposit up to $250 using one of our 12 deposit methods. More bets, better odds, more action. Place your sports bets at PlaySugarHouse.com. Must be 21 or over to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If all this rain lately has turned from a patter on your roof to a splatter on your floor, well, now's the time to call Roofing Nation. You can get a new roof for 50% off plus 0% financing until 2020. Let's face it, it's been wet. We're already 5 inches above our annual average, and it's only October. There's more on the way, not to mention winter water around the corner. And every drop that leaks into your home is doing costly damage. Put a stop to it and take advantage of Roofing Nation's amazing autumn offer. Get a new roof for 50% off, plus 0% financing until 2020. That's half off the price of a top-of-the-line roofing system, including lifetime shingles, lifetime warranties, and more, starting as low as $99 a month with 0% financing until 2020. Your home will be protected by quality products and the finest workmanship from a division of Window Nation, the local company with a nationwide reputation. But you have to call now. Get this incredible Roofing Nation package, a new roof for 50% off, plus 0% financing until 2020. Call now, 833-4NATION, or visit roofingnation.com. That's 833-4NATION.
Well, there's nothing better than driving in a Mercedes-Benz. It's a smooth ride guaranteed, like an escape. I hop into my Mercedes-Benz GLC, I plug in the Apple CarPlay, hit the playlist I'm in the mood for, and just drive. Now, if you're looking for a new car that will help you escape, maybe you want to forget you're in bumper-to-bumper traffic, or you need time to decompress after a hard day at work, well, you'll immediately feel better when you get into the luxury of a Mercedes-Benz. Go see my friends at Mercedes-Benz of Fort Washington, Mercedes-Benz of Westchester, or Mercedes-Benz of Atlantic City. They'll help find the perfect car for you. Whether you're looking to lease or buy, with three dealerships, they have the inventory that can't be beat by any other Mercedes dealer in the Delaware Valley. From the sporty C-Class sedans to the GLA and GLC family SUVs, I promise you won't be disappointed shopping at any of their dealerships. Mercedes-Benz of Fort Washington, Mercedes-Benz of Westchester, or Mercedes-Benz of Atlantic City. Check them out online at yourmercedes.com. And when you go over there and test drive it, tell them Mike Miss sent you.
State Farm, Robert here.
Robert, somebody burned down my she shed.
No one burned down your she shed, Cheryl.
Oh, really, Victor? Because my she shed's burning up in the backyard.
Your she shed was struck by lightning, Cheryl.
Robert, does State Farm cover my she shed?
What's a she shed?
She turned our shed into her hideaway, Robert.
Oh, yeah, that's covered.
You hear that, Victor? I'm getting a new she shed.
Can we stop saying she shed now?
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today.
You can't print invoices without ink. You can't print status reports, spreadsheets, or that report due in 12 minutes without ink. No, you can't print anything without ink. Luckily, Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at great prices every day. And during Staples printing event, buy one HP ink cartridge and get a second 30% off. So stock up now, because you can't afford to run out of ink.
Ends 10/13/18. Restrictions may apply. See store associate or staples.com/ink savings for details.
Join the Fanatic in supporting Fashion Touchdown 2018 as Philadelphia players trade football for fashion to support Big Brothers Big Sisters Independence Region. Tickets on sale now for this Fashion Runway event with Nicole Miller's Women's Collection and Men's Fashion and Accessories by Damari Seville. Fashion Touchdown 2018, presented by Marone Law Firm, will take place at the Fillmore Philadelphia on November 5th. Tickets available at fashiontouchdown.org.
Voted Best Sports Talk Station by you. 97.5, The Fanatic.
All right, we're getting through it together here tonight, 97.5 The Fanatic. We're all feeling it. And that, of course, the day after, the Eagles fall 23-21 to the Minnesota Vikings at the Link. Falls with 2-3 on the season. Tonight, the Washington football squad takes on the New Orleans Saints. So hopefully the Saints do their job and knock those guys off tonight. So right now, the Birds are in the NFC East, currently holding down the third spot. Tied with the Dallas Cowboys at 2-3, while Washington is 2-1, the Giants 1-4. Going to New York on Thursday, short week. Thursday night football with the Birds and the Giants. They need this win. They need the Saints to help them out tonight against Washington, and you need to handle your business against the Giants on Thursday at the Meadowlands. 610-632-0975. I said that there's some stuff, some news with Fletcher Cox. So, according to Adam Schefter, this came out about 25 minutes ago. Eagles have restructured the contract of Pro Bowl defensive tackle Fletcher Cox on Friday, creating $6.5 million more of cap space this season and $11.7 million more next season, sources tell Adam Schefter and Chris Mortensen. But Eagles have not pursued a trade for running back Le'Veon Bell and have no plans to, per per sources. So everybody who wants Le'Veon Bell, I know we're going to get to AJ in a minute about the running back issues. Right now, they have not pursued a trade of Le'Veon Bell and have no plans to do so, according to Adam Schefter and Chris Mortensen. So there you have it. So if you want to trade for someone else and you don't want to keep it in-house, you're going to have to look elsewhere, according to these two guys from ESPN, of course. 610-632-0975. So, kind of bursting some bubbles. Let's go back at it on the phones. It's your night. Joe in Germantown on the Fanatic. Hey, Joe.
Hi, Devon. How you doing, my brother?
Good, man. How are you?
All right. You know, Devon, I said this from day one. To me, it's a no-brainer. One of the biggest mistakes Nick was made was getting rid of LeGarrette Blount. I'm going to tell you why, Devon.
It's a popular name tonight there, Joe.
I'm going to tell you why, because think about this. The guy they should have got rid of, and I know it's almost sacrilegious to say this, is Darren Sproles because of his age and his injury history. Because you got Wendell Smallwood, you got Corey Clemens, and Jay Ajayi. Now, it's sad what happened to him. But I'm just saying, those guys in Smallwood, they can pretty much do the same thing that Sproles can do. But you need a big bruising back like LeGarrette Blount, especially when times is tough and you can't throw the ball all over the place in bad weather conditions, or just when you just can't, you know, throw the ball. A back like that wears your defense down. I mean, to me, it was a no-brainer. You never give it a back like a LeGarrette Blount. That was the dumbest move they could have made.
I was not opposed to it. I just said, hey, you know, one of those deals, thank you for what you did. Super Bowl is here. I appreciate it. I'm not losing any sleep because, as you just pointed out, the fact that they had Corey Clement, Jay Ajayi for a full season, I wasn't really factoring in Wendell Smallwood, and none of us knew about Josh Adams.
Right.
I thought they were okay at running back once LeGarrette Blount walked away and went to the Detroit Lions. But I hear you. Maybe it is something that they're missing. And right now with Jay Ajayi out for the season, you could certainly use LeGarrette Blount.
And Devon, please don't beat me up. And this is coming from a Cowboy fan. I mean, I'm a Cowboy fan.
No, I'm cool. I always love conversations. It's all good.
But I try to be honest. But like, for example, I'm still mad with Jerry Jones now for getting rid of Dez Bryant. That was a dumb move, man. You get rid of Dez, and that's why Dez. See, the good receivers they got now, they good, they fast, but they don't know how to catch and run pads like Michael Gallup and all them guys. They're going to be good and stuff, Austin. But they're not there yet. They're going to make a good season to get for Dak to work with them. They'll be good by the end of the season. But you don't never give up a good player like Dez, especially when you know Jason Witten was going to retire. That was a dumb move on Jerry Johnson's part. I don't so much blame. I blame his idiot son, because his son was the one that got rid of Teal that time.
Yeah, because I remember recently I saw Jerry Jones, and I thought at least this was recently, that they were sitting in the box at, I think it was a college game or something, mm-hmm. at Texas Stadium, Dez and right. Jerry. So thanks for the call, Joe. A lot of LeGarrette Blount love, man. A lot of LeGarrette Blount love. And as I'm looking at Jimmy Kemsky, I love Jimmy Kemsky. One of the best to cover the team. Tim McManus, Jimmy Kemsky, a Philly voice. He says, following this Adam Schefter report about Fletcher Cox and the money, he says, well, probably only a matter of who they're trading for, not if, I think. So, who are they going to trade for? Is it going to be LeSean McCoy? Is it some other running back out there that you might think is available? Right now, it doesn't look like Le'Veon Bell, so this is going to get interesting very, very soon if they're going to take advantage of this quick. 610-632-0975, or are they just simply creating some of that space to try to sign some of their own people? Who would that be? I have no idea. We're talking about Nelson Agholor, Brandon Graham, Ronald Darby. These guys are potentially up for new deals. Jay Ajayi. He's not coming back on right now. AJ and Medford on the Fanatic. What's up, AJ?
Hey, how's it going, Devon?
Good, man.
Hey, all right. So, quick question here, or just a thought, but I know it sounds like Howie's making some moves here soon. But what about Clement kind of being a workhorse? We saw what he could do last year in the Super Bowl, catching the ball out of the backfield, maybe giving him an opportunity to step up here.
Yeah, it's just that he can't stay healthy right now. He's hurt. He can't get on the field. You saw it's the quad issue. He was dressed yesterday out of necessity, and he took no snaps.
Right. It just sounds like, you know, working with some youth, kind of see what we got here before, you know, next season. Sounds like we're either going to have to draft somebody or, you know, if we make a move this year, we're actually, you know, getting ready to watch Monday Night Football. What about Ingram?
Mark Ingram?
Yeah, I mean, with Kamara looking the way he is, maybe the Saints don't, you know, trying to move on and
I like him. I like him. I don't know how. I guess it depends on how much you have to give up, AJ, if I would accept Ingram. I prefer. I'm looking at a story right now from somewhere that there was a report that the Eagles did, in fact, of course. Well, we did. We know that they tried to acquire LeSean McCoy earlier on Thursday. This is a story from Anish Mehta of the New York Daily News, putting out an interesting story on Thursday about how Howie Roseman tried to get LeSean McCoy. So hopefully it's him. I prefer LeSean McCoy over AJ over Mark Ingram. And I know he has a contract thing.
That feels like a feel good story rather than something that's, you know, more for the future. We're talking a 30-year-old running back who is taking quite
a bit. How old is Mark Ingram?
He's late 20s, isn't he?
I'll look it up and let you know, because I Mark Ingram played 3 years in school, and before we let you go, Mark Ingram is 28. He'll be 29 in December. So not much of a difference there. AJ, thanks for the call. Not much of a difference. 610-632-0975. Saints cut Mike Gillisley. So I'm assuming they like the Mark Ingram, Alvin Kamara 1-2 punch that they have out of the backfield before they decide to make another move. Brandon in North Philly is next on the Fanatic. What's up, B?
What's up, brother? How you doing?
I'm hanging in there, man, as best as we all can.
I know, man. I love you and love your show, man. But
thank you.
A little bit too much Cowboys talk from that first caller.
Yeah, I know.
Not a good time right now.
I know. I'm owing everybody cheesesteaks because of it.
Look, man, I know everybody's saying, where is my coach? I'm saying, where is my whole team, man? I do not recognize my whole team. It's so bad. My 11-year-old daughter made a comment and said, Daddy, what happened to the Eagles? The Super Bowl, like,
yeah,
they slacking.
Right.
I said, I don't know. Like, you know, I was freaking out. I'm frustrated. I'm Jalen Mills, he made me not be able to watch the rest of the game Sunday. I'm not even gonna lie. I had to turn the TV off. That was the first time I ever reacted like a mad fan. I turned my TV off, walked around my living room silently. I ain't wanna hear no noise. I'm so done with this dude. And I said that even last year when we had the Super Bowl, you know, everything was going good. I still was done with him. I didn't want him for the world. I'm over him. You know what I'm saying? We going into Thursday, into the Giants. I work in New York every day. You know, I got my Philadelphia gear on.
Yeah.
I'm nervous going into Thursday, to be honest. I don't want the Giants to get a win, though, not back. I'd rather lose to whoever, but not, and it's different for me. It's a little bit more personal. I just don't want to lose to them. I'm done with the losing thing right now. I can't take it.
I know you can't take it, man. Now you got to go up there and represent and hold things down in New York. I know, B. They got to get it together. You're right. I mean, I can't say you'll be fine because we don't know that you'll be fine because
right.
We don't know.
And I thought our defense was going to be vicious this year with Cott and Grimes and Bennett. And like, I really was convinced. You can't tell me nothing else. I thought it was going to be ridiculous this year. If anything, that was really the show that I was looking for this year.
Hey, man, and it's crazy. B, thanks for the call, man. Hold it down for us in New York, man, when you go up to work, man. Appreciate it. We'll continue on the other side. 8 o'clock hour. We have more to talk about, of course, with the Birds. We got some tweets that we'd like to share as well. Your phone calls, 610-632-0975. Benny Odita producing the show. Devon Givens, Joe Torti at 9 right here on The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens on 97.5 The Fanatic. With 11 games to go and a 2-3 record, are the Birds still good enough to make a push to the postseason? We're talking everything Eagles on Philadelphia's football station, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Spike Pisanelli. I just discovered the most incredible sheets from brooklinen.com. Now, Brooklinen Sheets named winner of the best of online betting category by Good Housekeeping, and for good reason. They're the fastest growing betting brand in the world. They have the incredible feeling of fancy hotel sheets, and the Brooklinen mission is simple. Bring 5-star hotel quality sheets to everyday life, and that's what they are. Luxury sheets without the luxury markup. My Brooklinen sheets are the best and most comfortable sheets I've ever slept on. Brooklinen.com is giving an exclusive offer to my listeners. Get $20 off and free shipping when you use the promo code FANATIC at Brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is so sure you'll love the sheets that they offer a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all their sheets and comforters. To get $20 off and free shipping, just use the promo code FANATIC at brooklinen.com. That's BROOKLINEN.com and the promo code FANATIC. Brooklinen. These are really the best sheets ever.
Guys, you're not alone. Half of all men have ED. Get your sex life back with Gainswave at Philadelphia Urology Associates. Gainswave is a safe 20-minute medical treatment that breaks up blockages and repairs blood vessels. There are no shots or pills ever with Gainswave, and it's available at Philadelphia Urology Associates. For more info and to save $150 on your Gainswave treatment, text the word CURE, C-U-R-E, to 797979. That's CURE to 797979.
As a business owner, you know a comprehensive employee benefits program helps attract and retain top talent. But the frustration of escalating costs, increased HR, and legislative compliance limits your ability to remain an employer of choice. Work with a partner who can help you gain a competitive edge.
I'm Ron Flaherty, president of Univest Insurance. It's time to take advantage of our comprehensive benefit analysis and protect what matters to you most so you can get on with business. Contact Univest today.
With the new Express Sports football and car racing from the Pennsylvania Lottery, you can play your favorite sports at participating retailers, bars, and restaurants. Make your picks on your play slip, like touchdown pass on the third play, or the first three cars across the finish line, and watch the fast-paced, lifelike action on the big screen. Withdrawals for cash prizes every 5 minutes, there's never a dull moment.
Express Sports from the Pennsylvania Lottery. Compete from your seat. Players must be 18 or older. Benefits older Pennsylvanians every day.
You've seen him on TV for years. You've heard him on the radio and see his picture nearly everywhere. And now is your chance to meet the star of pop culture. Who, you ask? It's the one and only Geico Gecko. June 30th to July 4th at Welcome America along the Benjamin Franklin Parkway. Plus, you'll get some great Geico giveaways and other great stuff. It's an experience you'll never forget. Geico, saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Hey everybody, Anthony Gargano here to talk to you about the most convenient and affordable way to help with your cleanup. Oh, I love this product. It's the Bagster Bag, of course. A 3-cubic yard dumpster in a bag sold at Home Depot, Lowe's, local home improvement stores, and for only $29.99. Look, the Bagster handles all jobs. So whether it's cleaning out the basement, the garage, the attic, maybe you're a contractor, or maybe you just want to purge all the bad luck in your life, like I did with the sports community. It works, baby. I'm telling you. Throw everything in a Bagster. Anything you want to get rid of, in a Bagster it goes. And it's convenient, and it's affordable, and it's on demand. You buy it, fill it, simply schedule your collection, and poof, gone. No time limits, completely on demand. Go to thebagster.com to find stores nearest you for more details. That's right. Anthony Gargano telling you to clean it up with the Bagster dumpster in a bag.
An individual cancer cell is too small to see. A proton, even smaller. But shooting a proton into a cancer cell? That's huge. That's proton therapy. And at Penn Medicine, that's 360 tons of advanced nuclear physics. The largest proton therapy center on Earth, focused on the smallest of targets. Attacking tumors with pinpoint precision in the places they're hardest to reach, near vital organs like the lungs and the brain, with the potential for less tissue damage and fewer harmful side effects, destroying cancer and restoring life. The Roberts Proton Therapy Center at Penn Medicine's Abramson Cancer Center. It's one more reason why your life is worth Penn Medicine. Discover how proton therapy is changing lives at PennMedicine.org/proton.
Of the new Philadelphia, 97.5, The Fanatic. WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station.
This is our new norm. Here we go!
Broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. Philadelphia's football station.
801, 97.5, The Fanatic. We're all going crazy. Broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. Some people are going to try to calm us down here tonight. If you want to do the same, or if you got to get some things off your chest, 610-632-0975. Again, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast. I'm Devon Givens. Benny Odita producing the show. My man, Joe Torti, he will be in at 9 o'clock. You hear him post-game with Joe Stazak. He went off yesterday, so you don't want to miss tonight. We get to hang out, too, from time to time during the week for the 9 to 10 o'clock hour as part of the Joe Torti Show. We'll do that on Friday since we have the Sal Pal Show moving to Friday at 6. I'll get started at 7. Joe Torti and I from 9 to 10. And then Joe carrying you until midnight on Friday. I know we're jumping, but hey, Joe and I will be together on Friday after hopefully an Eagles win over the Giants. But right now, we're talking about this loss, this awful loss to the Minnesota Vikings. We're going to keep the phone calls going. Just a couple of other things just to remind people who just tuned in. Eagles, of course, 23-21, bad loss, 2-3. That wasn't the only loss. News today, Jay Ajayi, your workhorse, was playing injured with a fractured back. So now he's got a fractured back and a torn ACL. Out for the season for the Birds. What do you do at running back? A lot of people will say, hey, you should have kept LeGarrette Blount. Now go back and get him. And go get LeSean McCoy. And I just saw LeSean McCoy tweet 4 minutes ago that he says, hey, 30th all-time rusher in county, 12K up next. And then a lot of people commenting saying, yeah, back here in Philly. Get yourself back here in Philly. So what do you do with the running back position? Fletcher Cox, he restructures his contract, according to Adam Schefter and Chris Mortensen of ESPN.com. But they say, doesn't mean that they're going after Le'Veon Bell because the Eagles have not reached out to Pittsburgh about it and have no plans to do so. So, what's wrong with your Birds? How do they get this thing cleaned up? They got an early game on Thursday. They got to get things going quick turnaround, forget about this one and get it moving. So, can they do it? How are we here at 2-3 plus? What do you do with the running back position? You stay in-house and run with the committee, or do you go out there and maybe possibly add someone like LeSean McCoy? 610-632-0975. My man, Northeast Philly. Saw him yesterday. It was good to see him. Charles in the Northeast on the Fanatic. What's up, Chuck?
Hey, Devon. Great seeing you yesterday, brother.
Always, man. Thank you.
Yeah, you guys do a great job. Great seeing Andrew, too. Devon, yeah, they're definitely going after a running back. I think it's going to happen after the Giants game. They don't restructure Fletcher Cox's contract for no reason.
For no reason, right.
It's somebody. And I don't think it's anybody on their own team, by the way. It's somebody. And to me, if I had to guess who it's going to be, I think it's going to be LeSean McCoy. If you ask me right now who's going to be the
I would agree with you. I would agree.
I think it's going to be. I don't think they're going to go back to LeGarrette Blount. I love Blount, and I thought it was a mistake to let him and Bowie Allen go, to be honest with you. But I think it's going to be McCoy, and I think that trade's going to happen over the weekend. But I would tell Eagles fans, Devon, R-E-L-A-X, relax. Listen, I was at Fishtown Ops, saw the whole game. It was a frustrating game. There's no question. But here's the thing, and I think Eagles fans got to remember this. There's sometimes you lose a game and you get beat. But there's other times that you just lose. I think that the Tampa Bay game, they were beat. Tampa Bay was the better team that day. I'd like them all the credit in the world for that, Devon. But the last two games, and Vikings fans could be happy with their revenge and all, blah, blah, blah. The Vikings were not the better team than the Eagles yesterday. The Eagles controlled most of that game. It was the same thing in Tennessee. When Doug said self-inflicted wounds, it really is. I mean, yeah, we all know Jada Mills stinks right now. I would replace him with Sidney Jones. It's probably not going to happen until after the Giants game. And yeah, the offensive line has to get better. I think they would tell you that. Lane Johnson, I think, would admit he's been terrible so far this year. But even with all that, this is a 4-1 team, Devon, if not for the turnovers and the penalties. And they are self-inflicted wounds. But here's one thing, and I think they're going to correct that, and I think it's very likely they're going to be 5-3 by the end of this month. But here's one play that bothered me from yesterday's game that nobody's talking about, but it bothered me. How about on the play when, you know, Fletcher Wentz fumbled and the big lineman runs his 63 yards. Are you telling me nobody could have got him?
The only one I saw was Jay Ajayi, and they were blocking him. He couldn't get to him.
But to me, the guy I'll blame is Salamone, who to me should have been starting in the first place, and he was bad too. To me, they showed him right after he got the ball. Salamone, who has to die for his feet, Devon, and get him. That's the play that bothered me the most in the game. But like I said, I would just say to all Eagles fans, relax. They'll be 5-3 as of October 29th. And I think you're going to see the real Eagles team in the second half of the year. And I think, again, they're going to win this division, Devon, going away. And I think in the end, they will make an impact in the playoffs. And I believe that.
Let's hope so. You're always positive, Charles. Thanks for the call. You called Super Bowl last year. Give you credit for that. I'm not as optimistic, and I know a lot of people here are not as optimistic as you are about this one, but it has to start on Thursday, and it has to start with beating the New York Giants, and we'll see what happens after that. If they decide they need to go and acquire a running back, maybe LeSean McCoy, we'll see what happens with Buffalo. On and on and on, we'll see how all this stuff plays out, but I don't see a lot of people as confident as Charles, and Charles is always a confident guy. Yesterday when I saw him at Sugar House Casino at the Fishtown Hops, where we are every Sunday, he said it. This is an awful loss. They should have won this game. They needed to win this game. But as he said, feels like they're going to keep it going. Get that momentum back. 610-632-0975. Johnny on Twitter is just going crazy. Johnny Casey on Twitter. At Spuds is my cat on Twitter. He said, I cannot take it anymore. We won this. These are all caps, by the way, with Johnny. We won the Super Bowl on a miracle season. We had fire. Absolutely zero fire. Now our lack of talent thinks they are great. New year, no ad talent excuse. This is all Johnny. My repeat dreams are shot on Howie. Then he goes lowercase with the rest. Finally, a caller who gets it. The Giants game is not a lock. We are just as bad. What are you watching? Apparently, the Super Bowl win has made the fan base lose their accountability to this team. Well, Johnny, a lot of people are freaking out right now. So I think people are on your side with it. We've only had a few. Charles is one, positively speaking about the Birds. We have Mike coming up shortly from North Dakota who thinks, hey, relax. Same thing Charles said, relax. So I hear you, Johnny, but a lot of people are not happy with this football team. We'll see what happens on Thursday. But react to what happened yesterday at the Link, 23-21. Just a bad, bad loss. 610-632-0975. Kevin in Bethlehem joins us on the Fanatic. What's up, Kev? Hello, Kev.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, got you now, Kevin.
Yeah, look, I'm not going to tell fans to relax. I get the outrage. Yesterday was a hard loss, okay? But it is a long season, and I'm just telling fans, you know, don't give up on this team yet. You got to rally behind them.
I don't think, Kev, people have given up. They're just simply reacting to what they've seen. Let's just call it the last 4 weeks that they've seen with this football team where we are not getting the Philadelphia Eagles, Kevin, team that we thought we were going to get even after winning the Super Bowl. We can all say the Super Bowl is in February. Leave it back there where it was. But people are just frustrated as to not seeing the team that they expected. And now you're seeing the results turn into L's instead of W's. I don't think they're not closing out the season. They're just saying they're frustrated with what they're seeing as is.
And the fans have every right to say that. Look, right now,
man,
we gotta get that short up.
Yeah, keep going because you keep blipping out. Go ahead.
Short up.
Sorry, man, we gotta let you go. All right, we can't get a clear signal with you. Sorry, Kev. Appreciate. I understand you saying everybody. It's season's not over. If I can just spell it out for a lot of people who were trying to hear what you were saying as well as me. Season is not over. It's only week 5. They have played bad. They have a chance to turn this around, and it starts on Thursday. I hope I said what Kevin was trying to say as best as possible. 610-632-0975. We keep it moving in West Philly. Vinny on 97.5. What's up, Vin?
Hey, Devon. What's going on?
What's going on, man?
I like the banter, the back and forth on Twitter with you.
You know I got you, man.
Hey, listen, but I'm going to get to the point. I'm not sure if the Eagles are going to bring the same lineup and the secondary back for Thursday night, but I heard Coach say it's a short week, more likely no changes. Okay. He right. More likely no changes. Another L. Chalk that up. Every week he say more likely no changes, it's going to be another L, Devon. Listen, for the first time, I placed a bet against my team. I love this. It's Chip Kelly here. I bet. And my gut feeling say they're going to lose every time with that lineup.
Are you like, talking? You talking secondary wise?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Every single time they go out there, Devon. Now you talking about Odell Beckham? Next up on the list, he going to burn them dudes. He's going to burn him. Regardless, they score touchdowns or not. I don't care about that. Oh, he ain't scoring no touchdowns. 18 in the clock, a big chunk of yard. They take three all day. Sooner or later, they're going to get in zone.
No,
they're not going to be able to stop him.
I agree. Right now, it scares you knowing that you're going against Odell Beckham and you can't sleep on Sterling Shepard, who's also a talented wide receiver for the Giants. You can't sleep on him because they have not been able to stop any of these others, and the success that Thielen and Diggs had yesterday. You believe Odell Beckham is going to get off unless they change something different with the defense.
Did you see the last Giants game, Devon? What's going to change? No, like, what's going to change?
I don't know.
There's nothing. Doug Peterson said nothing's going to change. So nothing is going to change. Trust me, y'all. Trust me. Nothing is going to change.
We hope.
Coach said it out of his mouth.
Well,
that's on him.
He did say that personnel-wise. Vin, thanks for the call, man. Good to hear from you, not just on Twitter, but also on the phone. Personnel-wise, they're not going to change anything. See, well, they're right there. That's what y'all's wanted. That one, the last caller wanted before Vin. Vin is saying nothing's going to change because they're not changing the lineup. They're keeping Jalen Mills out there, and he's going to get smoked by Odell Beckham Jr. or Sterling Shepard. And you know Pat Shurmur is going to have them line up on that side and attack him. But they're also going to attack Darby. He hasn't been good either. 610-632-0975. I'm Devon Gibbons with you until 9. My man Joe Torti in 9 to midnight. Benny Odita, he's producing the show. 610-632-0975. Let me give you this one, too, on Twitter. We always show the love. Always show the love. The Real Slim Lee says, hey, what's LeSean McCoy's cap number? I have to check that out for you, my man. I will check that out, Slim Lee, in a minute. But let me give you Loop Me on Twitter. At Loop Me with 3 O's. Yo, when are you going to occupy ears with Sixers talk? If the Eagles keep losing, only means one thing, added expectations for the Sixers to heal the city. Huh? Some basketball talk about the sneak up on us. They had a game today, the final preseason game until they get going against Boston next Tuesday at the Garden, prime time, right here on the Fanatic. They lose today to the Dallas Mavericks, 115-112. They finished the preseason 3-1 as they returned from China. Joel Embiid, still a monster, 11 of 22 from the floor, 28 minutes, 7 of 10 from the free throw line, 7 boards, 4 assists. I like that. 2 steals, 4 turnovers. So I guess we have to expect that from time to time with him. And you got 18 from Robert Covington. You heard it. I see Nate on hold. I see him. You heard that, Nate. Robert Covington, 18 points. I don't want to hear no crap out of you today. Ben Simmons, Markelle Fultz combined for 16 points. On the morning, because they played that morning game again. And not much else from anyone. Just, you know, combined, just stuff off the bench. You get J.J. Redick. He has 10 points off the bench. Landry Shamet exploded last game for 18. He had 3 today. Quiet day for him. Furkan Korkmaz and T.J. McConnell with 8. It's good. It's going to be good, though, to have some basketball back. And we will talk. I think I got a nice little show next Wednesday. If everything falls right, I think I might have a nice show in between game 1 at Boston and the home opener game 2 at the center on Thursday. We'll see how the schedule plays out here with us, with the Flyers and all, and we can try to squeeze that schedule in. It'd be a basketball-themed show. You know, and people like when I do stuff like that. So hopefully we can squeeze that in. 610-632-0975. But hopefully we're talking about coming off of a Thursday night win in New York against the Giants. Mike in North Dakota, feels like the Eagles are going to be good. What's up, Mike?
What's happening, Devon?
A lot, Mike.
I've been on hold so long, I've had a birthday and a bar mitzvah.
Well, how was it?
I'm not even Jewish.
You didn't even invite us to the festivities.
Yeah. Well, they tried to do something at the bar mitzvah. But anyway, hey, what's happening, brother? 1,600 miles away, but I was having a bad day, and I decided, you know what? I'm going to call this Devon dude from Philadelphia.
I'm here.
Because I haven't checked in for a while.
Good to hear from you.
But just a lot of backseat drivers, man. Come on. Philadelphia's, you know what? They're going to be okay. Yeah, it's taken a little bit, but you've lost coaches. You've lost, you lost quarterbacks for a while. You've... you know, there's a lot of crap going on. It's going to come around.
Well, it's hard. It's tough, though. It's tough, Mike.
You're going to win it.
Mike, I know. I agree with you. You're going to win the division, but it's tough when you have these four straight weeks when they have not put together a Philadelphia Eagles type of game when you expect some consistency. The only consistency that you've seen, Mike, is bad football, bad play. Nobody's getting it going.
Devon, the only thing consistent in the NFL is year to year, it's a total different picture. And that's the only consistency there ever is. You know, other than the Patriots, everybody else falls off, comes back, whatever. Philadelphia is going to be fine. You know what? They got to get their crap together. But, and Carson's got to play better. They all got to play better. There isn't one aspect of Philadelphia that's clicking right now.
That's my point.
And they need everybody to play better. There isn't one person that's shining on the whole team.
No, so, they're not. Nobody's standing out. Now you lose arguably one of your best you lose one of your best offensive players, Mike, thanks for the call, to the ACL with, of course, Jay Ajayi out for the season following a torn ACL. Tough blow for the Philadelphia Eagles. The restructuring of the contract for Fletcher Cox. Does that mean something's going to happen with the running back position? Some believe yes. We'll see what happens. It may not happen as soon as we think with the game on Thursday. But since it's going to be a longer time between the Giants and the Panthers, that's when we'll possibly see a move for the Eagles if they're going to do something with the running back position, if they don't like what they see against the Giants. 610-632-0975. We keep it rolling. Terry, West Philly. Terry, T, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing, Devon? How you feeling?
Good, man. How are you?
Hey, listen, thanks for taking my call. I do appreciate it. I don't want to talk about the loss. I don't want to talk about all the things that were wrong.
Okay.
What I do want to emphasize is what Fletcher Cox did with Jalen Mills.
I like
it. The reason why I'm bringing up that point is, being a former football player, you know, you have leaders on the team. We do a lot of celebrating, you know, when we do that first down thing and people put their arms out and stop the celebrating. And what Fletcher Cox did yesterday to Jalen Mills, and for people to say, oh, that was wrong, he should have did it on the sideline. No, he did the right thing.
I agree.
He did it right there, corrected him right there, because first of all, and I don't want to get on Jalen Mills. I hope he has a better game Thursday. I swear I do, because I'm such a gigantic Eagle fan. I'm rooting for the brother. But the one thing I want him to do is stop all that celebrating, getting in people's faces. When the play is over, get back to the huddle, get in the huddle, do what you're supposed to do, shut your mouth and play the game. That's all I want to say about what is going on with the Eagles. They've got a lot of problems. Yeah, we need a running back. I like Smallwood. Yes, I thought he was great. But the thing about it is, when you start celebrating consistently all the time, getting in people's face, Fletcher Cox probably saw that and he just had enough of it.
I'm with you, because when I saw it and he did that, first of all, he went over and he aggressively moved him. It only escalated when Jalen Mills decided to push him back. He was, in my opinion and yours, T, he was well within his right to go at Jalen Mills after getting beat on a 68-yarder, making one play of the plays that they had in that red zone, and decided he wants to flex and all that stuff. I had enough of it. And I'm sure, as you said, he had enough of it, Fletcher Cox. And then you saw he was trying to talk to him. Chris Long came over like, yo, relax. Give him some space. Give Fletcher Cox some space. No, okay. I told you. I'm telling you. I agree with you, T. Fletcher Cox was right with what he did. Somebody had to check Jalen Mills at that particular time.
That's what I'm trying to say. I'm glad we agree on that. And all the first down celebrations, you know, I get it.
Yeah, and I saw Nelson Aguilar had another one. He had a first down, and I'm like, yo, come on, man. Listen, I'm cool with it. Sometimes you took a big hit and you held on to the ball. You got the first down. I don't need that celebration right there. Go line up and make a play.
Exactly. Yeah, we on the same
page. We on the same page, see? That's it, man. Listen, thanks for the call. Go line up. Make a play. I'm glad Fletcher Cox did that. I'm with you, T, no doubt. Joe and Penn Salkin on the Fanatic. Joe.
Devon, what's up, man? Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Hey, man, I want to respectfully ask your permission to change the subject. Is that okay?
What you got?
Devon, I got one main thing on my mind.
What's that?
It starts with 10, 9, 8, 76ers!
Oh, man, I wasn't even thinking that. But what you got, Joe? What we got? What we got?
I am fired up, Devon. I got a couple hot takes for you right now.
You had to step away from the birds and go with the hoops, huh?
Hey, I mean, the context and dialogue was getting a little diluted, man. Everyone had the same opinion. I get it.
They're mad, man. They're mad, Joe. Bad week. Bad game at week after week.
Rightfully so. The birds need to improve, and I believe they will. My hot takes, Devon.
Mm.
1 week from tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
starting off the NBA season,
yes.
the surprise of 2017, Devon, my hot take, I'm guaranteeing a Philadelphia 76ers victory. They're walking out of the TD Garden
Ooh.
With a victory to start off the NBA season. You want one more hot take?
I'll take it.
Joel Embiid, minimum 30 points against the Boston Celtics.
Well, you know he's motivated to give Aaron Baines every bit of 30, him and Al Horford. Yes, continue.
He is going to go bananas. He is going to eat them up. He's going to slow their game down. He's going to go to the foul line 20 times. Ben's going to show up. Our boy, Markel, in the starting lineup.
Ooh, let me stop you there. You said Ben is going to show up. You know they're going to implement that wall, that picket fence at the free throw line for Ben. What is going to happen?
Devon, what's going to happen is my man Ben just had a long off season being reminded of what happened in the Heat series when they kind of tried to do the same thing. They just weren't athletic as the Celtics. My man Ben had a lot of time to reflect. I know his Instagram was showing a lot of hand-holding with Kendall. I know my man was in the gym working on the game.
He was working, no doubt.
He was working, Devon. Guaranteed Philadelphia 76ers walking out of the TD Garden with a victory.
Ooh, well, Joe, listen, I will be talking to you next week, no doubt about it, man. Listen, we'll catch up on some hoops, no question, but we got to get to this quick break. And I know Nate's going to have something to say about Robert Covington and his 18, but I'm not having a slander tonight, right here on The Fanatic.
Devon Givens on 97.5, The Fanatic. The defensive secondary continues to struggle, and the dumb penalties continue to haunt the birds. With a weak NFC East, are the Eagles still a contender to win the East? We're talking everything Eagles on Philadelphia's football station, 97.5, The Fanatic.
Clean up your crap. Bring us your scrap. Declutter. Make some money at Armor Metals Recycling. Car parts. Engines. Computers. Wire. Peripherals. Metals. We take it all. It doesn't matter if it's left over at the job or left out at the curb. If it's metals, we'll accept it. Our 6-acre facility features easy tractor-trailer accessibility and 2 loading docks for unloading pallets, plus 70-foot truck scale, 2 non-ferrous scales, and magnet service. Armor Metals is one of the few local facilities that can analyze exotic metals, and we gladly accept catalytic converters. Got more than 500 pounds of non-ferrous metals? We'll load it, weigh it, pay it with our mobile service right at your location. And you can trust at Armor Metals Recycling, you'll always get paid the highest prices and the best customer service. Whether you need container, mobile service, or drop-off, Armor Metals has got you covered. Located at 8300 National Highway behind Pennsauken High School. Or at ArmorMetalsRecycling.com. Armor Metals and Recycling, your trusted recycling partner.
Dan owed an unbelievable amount of money to the IRS.
I got behind on my taxes. It's a horrible feeling.
He was in denial.
And when I got those letters from the IRS, you wanted to act like they didn't exist.
Finally, Dan turned to Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients.
Optima got me a settlement with the IRS. These people are really people-friendly. It was every bit of a new lease on life for me.
The fast action and the great results made Dan's head spin.
I felt like I was in a dream, but it's real, and I have paperwork to prove it. They got the job done, and life is good.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation.
If you're worried about what's going to happen with the IRS, stop worrying. Make the call now.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hey, this is Jason Martinez. Football's back, but that's only the second best news I've got for you today because, as you know, FanDuel's brand new sportsbook app is live, so you can get the premier sports betting experience you've been dreaming of finally. FanDuel Sportsbook, they have all your favorite sports and bets, including spreads, money lines, and more. And since it's FanDuel, you can trust it's all 100% legit. Right now, FanDuel Sportsbook is only available in New Jersey, but you can download the app, deposit, and check out the lines from anywhere. But you're only going to be able to place bets in the Garden State. Best of all, FanDuel will double your first deposit. Just use my promo code, Jason. If you deposit $20, they'll give you another $20 to bet with, all the way up to $100 with my code, Jason. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app or visit FanDuel.com/NJ. That's FanDuel.com/NJ and use my code, Jason, to get your bonus and start betting today. New accounts only. Must wager deposit and bonus credit. Must be 21 or older. In New Jersey only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Go to FanDuel.com/NJ for terms and conditions.
This is Pat Callahan inviting you to join Joe Torti and me for season 17 of This Week in Pro Football right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, Joe and I will dig into the biggest NFL topics, preview the week's slate of games, and debate the gridiron issues that matter to you. Of course, each week we'll focus on the defending champs and check out the Birds matchup, including key injuries, personnel matchups, and keep tabs on the most watched quarterback non-rivalry ever. Sal Palantonio returns at 11 a.m. each week with his unique and insightful take on the champs and the Shield, including the weekly top five. Chris Harris of HarrisFootball.com checks in every Saturday with most of your fantasy answers. It's me versus Joey Bags in the dreaded pick segment. And we will look back at past Eagle and NFL greats and ask, where are they now? So be sure to join Joe Torti and me for some old school football talk every Saturday at 10 a.m. on your definitive source for all things Birds and NFL. It's This Week in Pro Football right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Electrical contractors in the know that Denny Electric Supply is always the first call for every job. Family owned and operated since 1938, Denny Electric Supply has 8 area locations with early morning and Saturday hours, plus on-site delivery right to your job. Denny is proud to stock Eaton wiring devices, breakers and load centers, B-line enclosures, fuses, and more. Denny Electric Supply, the professional's choice for fast, friendly service for over 75 years. Shop in person or online at DennyElectricSupply.com.
French Creek Outfitters in Phoenixville, PA has everything you need for the great outdoors and beyond. Camping gear, kayaks, hunting apparel, or gifts, all the big names, they have them. Great selection of gun safes in stock, and don't worry about how you're going to move it, they deliver. French Creek Outfitters has indoor archery and shooting ranges, too. French Creek Outfitters, located on Route 23, just west of Phoenixville. Shop them online at FrenchCreekOutfitters.com. French Creek Outfitters. Why take a chance with anybody else?
Bud Light is rewarding football fans every single week throughout football season with the Bud Light Game Day Tailgate Pack. Visit 975thefanatic.com/contest/Philly Philly to learn more.
Sports voice of the new Philadelphia, 97.5, The Fanatic.
It is a football Monday right here at 97.5, The Fanatic, 829. Devon Gibbs with you, Joe Torti in the house starting at 9 o'clock. Always enjoy that. Told you he's fired up. You heard the post-game show with him and Joe Stazak yesterday. It was a fun listen. So make sure you stick around from 9 to midnight. The 8 o'clock hour is brought to you by Club Risque, the Delaware Valley's premier gentlemen's club with three locations in Philly, Bristol, and Northeast Philadelphia. For more information, visit clubrisque.com. And once again, it is a football Monday, and that is brought to you by Recovery Centers of America. Call today at 1-800-RECOVERY or visit 1-800-RECOVERY.com/radio. No Jay Ajayi ACL. We keep linking them to who? LeSean McCoy. Le'Veon Bell. You heard the report from Adam Schefter and Chris Mortensen, Fletcher Cox. Deal redone. Making some room. Maybe they do something. Who do they go and get? Would they do something in-house? Nobody's getting an extension on this team right now. Who deserves it? Right? Who deserves it? Is it LeSean McCoy you go out and get? David Johnson is the name we keep seeing. I don't even know why Arizona would do that. But they gave him some money, so maybe that's it. But you know what's going to happen. I was looking at Pat Egan on Twitter saying, we're hearing LeSean McCoy, David Johnson, Le'Veon Bell. Watch it be Jordan Howard. Somebody like that. A name that we are not expecting with the running back position, that will be your new running back for the Philadelphia Eagles. Just like Jay Ajayi. Remember, we were talking all kinds of names last year with the Philadelphia Eagles, but none of us mentioned Jay Ajayi, and he helped them win the Super Bowl. So we'll see how it goes. No question about it. 610-632-0975. We keep it moving on the phones. I don't want to start any trouble. Nate in Southwest. Nate, I'm all about peace tonight. This is a bad loss yesterday. Let's not start any trouble.
It's too late, bro. You already started it when you called me up. Yo, the ball's a bum, man. And guess who just got added to the bum list?
Who?
The Green Goblin. He's a bum.
Well, we did that show a couple of weeks ago. Why are these guys being picked on?
Yeah, this dude. Like Carlos said before, Odell Beckham going to have a field day with that ball, man. I'm trying to tell you. And yesterday, I don't mean no harm, but I thought Fletcher Cox was about to knock him out, bro. I'm like, oh, this dude, bro, he going to smash him on the side. You know what that remind me of? Remember when Donovan was walking away and T.O. just kept like, yo, come on, man. Yo, come on,
what
man.
Was that?
He was like, yo.
Yep, Pittsburgh. Yep.
Huh?
Yeah, that was that the Pittsburgh game?
I think it was the Pittsburgh game. T.O. just kept messing with him. He was like, yo, just leave me alone.
Yeah.
That's what that situation reminded me of yesterday. Like, when Long came over, was like, yo, just go ahead and snap somewhere. You still trying to explain yourself. Dude, you're getting burnt every 5 minutes. And then you want to start jumping up and talking about, oh, man, you ain't do nothing.
Yep.
Not a thing. Like, listen, stop tinkering with the offensive line. Y'all put the guy, what's the young boy they put in yesterday?
Isaac Seumalo.
Bro, come on, man. Put Wisniewski back in there, man, and let them rock out. If they fall, they fall. But don't start changing up stuff now. That, you see how many times that side got crushed? I thought Lane Johnson, he was on trouble over there, bro.
Yeah, man, listen.
I'm like, yo,
he needs to step it up.
And what? That money you got, listen, or get back on the juice. Do something. This is getting ridiculous. You getting beat like that? I'm starting to think that Kelsey was right. You better get back on the juice. Because that's the only way you're going to be able to block somebody. Man, they destroying him over there.
Oh, man. Fired up.
You know what I'm waiting for, Bo. Sixers time coming. That's all I'm waiting for, man. Well,
next Tuesday. And you got the early game against the Giants on Thursday. Yeah. So we got enough time to talk about that. And then once Tuesday gets here, focus. Focus.
We're going to get that bum out of here this year. He ain't getting traded. Watch.
There you go. See how you started, man? Thanks for the call, man. You know what? I'm taking that back. No thanks for the call. Call now Robert Covington again. He had 18 today. Get off his back, Nate. 610-632-0975. We go from Southwest to West Philly. Sean on the Fanatic. What's up, Sean?
Yo, what's up, Devine?
Not much, man. What's happening?
How you feeling, man?
Trying to get through this one like everybody else, but it's a quick turnaround. We got to get ready for the Giants, too.
Oh, absolutely. I want to talk to Birds, but only if you allow me, I want to say one thing about the Sixers.
Yes, go ahead.
One thing. Now, I'm a diehard Eagles fan, Sixers fan. Sixers are not going nowhere at all. They're going to be good like how they was last year, record-wise. But when they get to the playoffs, they have nothing for Boston. You know why? Because our star player, Ben Simmons, he still hasn't shot one jump shot this whole preseason. My heart broke. I thought he was going to come back with at least a jump shot. They have no answer for Rondo. And I'm a diehard Sixers fan, but I'm not going to get my hopes all up. When it comes to playoff time, 7-game series, it's easy to shut the Sixers down. Just shut Ben Simmons down, just like Boston did last year. It's going to be the same thing. It's going to be the same exact thing.
Well, listen, man, you see the Keith Pompey videos on Twitter. He's showing him shooting threes for like a minute and a half and knocking them down.
Is he going to do it in a game? I won't even be mad if he do it in a game and miss. Just shoot.
Of course, now he's going to get a standing ovation if he shoots a three, even if he misses it.
Oh, my God. Goodness, man.
Go ahead on your Birds point.
Now, my Birds now. I'm not worried at all about for the Eagles. Now, one thing about the green hair, he was the same last year. He was getting burnt last year. But the only thing was they were winning. So it's not like people keep saying bench him, he's a bum. It's just the professional respect that you'll have for a player. You probably seen it with the Giants and Eli. When guys won a championship for you and he was on that corner last Super Bowl, you're not just going to bench the guy. He brought a championship to the city. Now, next season, Mike, but this season, to see how everything play out,
I'm
not going to bench the guy.
Hey, Sean, good stuff, man. Good hearing from you. I'm sure we'll be talking some hoops soon, too, as well. And you can't say you don't bench a guy when I got Joe Torti to my far left out there preparing for the show. You can't say you don't bench a guy when I do the show with Trey Thomas and he calls it out after week number 2 against Tampa, saying, time to make that change. And here we are, going into week number 6. Doug Peterson, Jim Schwartz saying, no changes. You got to deal with it. 610-632-0975, keeping it moving. John is in Hamilton, next up on the Fanatic. Johnny.
What's up, Devon? How you doing, dude?
What's happening, man? Good conversation all night, man. What's going on?
It's good, man. I'm enjoying. I talk about the Eagles, but you might be on to something with that Howard. Maybe Matt Nagy and Peterson, maybe they have some sort of connection there.
Hey, who knows, man? That was Pat Egan. I got to give Pat Egan that credit on Twitter. He said that.
I think Howard would actually be good. I think they kind of missed Blunt a little bit. They need someone to kind of control the line of scrimmage, a big kind of player to get in there and kill some time. So I think that would actually help.
But, got you. Yep.
I don't know. So I'm listening to all these calls, and I don't understand why everyone's so worked up. I mean, I kind of get it. Obviously, you lost the last two games, but the Tennessee game, obviously, you're a 4th and 15 away from winning that game. And then this game, they had a rough start. But, you know, people got to take into account that Minnesota's coming off two really bad losses.
Yep.
And they need a win.
They needed it.
So I think, yeah, exactly. They got smoked by the Buffalo and then L.A. So they're coming in. They give you their best shot. And then you fight back and you have a chance with a ton of mistakes, with some questionable penalties. So, I mean, I think they're going to be honestly, I think they need some help at receiver, and Jalen Mills is obviously struggling a little bit, and then we'll see what happens at running back. But I think they're going to be fine, man. You're coming off a couple games where they easily could have won, so I'm not too worried.
Okay, I mean, listen, you know, level-headed for you, John, and I got it, man. Thanks for the call. Good hearing from you. Vikings were desperate, just like the Eagles were desperate. They needed that win at 1-2-1. You never want to tie, but you certainly had not won a game since week number one. You definitely want to get back into the winning side of things. And my thing also, and I'm sure Joe would agree and others, that you just didn't want to lose another conference game where somebody had a leg up on you if it came down to it in the end when it comes to tie breaking. You just didn't. Now, you certainly want to make sure you take care of your division. You want to go 6-0, hopefully, but that's hard to do. But when you get these opportunities against teams like Carolina Panthers, New Orleans Saints, LA Rams, Minnesota Vikings, you pick up these W's. And they did not pick up the W yesterday against Minnesota, dropping 23-21, unfortunately. And here we are talking about it and trying to get people to calm down. The good thing is you start to turn the clock. I mean, you start to turn the page real fast because you look at the New York Giants. But then you say, oh, I'm looking at the New York Giants, no changes in my secondary, and I'm going against Odell Beckham and Sterling Shepard. And Eli Manning, who has success against the Philadelphia Eagles. Quick throws. Quick throws. Gone. Just like that. Turn up the field. They give up. They don't tackle. Well, Jalen Mills does tackle. I give him that. But if it's in front of him. Not when you allow somebody to get over the top and you get 68 yards down the field. Joe, Kenny, Mitch, three open lines, 610-632-0975. Your thoughts on the game yesterday? What happened? Why are we here? Fletcher Cox redoes his deal. Does that mean a running back is coming via trade or something? Because Jay Ajayi out for the season with a torn ACL, if you're just tuning in. I'm sure people heard, but we got to let the people know. 610-632-0975. Final segment before my man Joe Torty takes over here on The Fanatic.
Devon Givens.
Give it up.
On 97.5. The Fanatic.
Eagles week 5, a porous defense and out of sync offense that continues to allow too many hits on Carson. Turnovers. Vikings 23, Eagles 21, and the Birds drop to 2-3 as they get ready for the division rival New York Giants Thursday night. Where did last year's team go? We're talking about it right now on Philadelphia's football station, 97.5 The Fanatic.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. And it's about to get worse. The IRS just hired an army of new tax enforcers. So if you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. Optima has access to a special IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop that army of new enforcers from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $500 million of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. Call now for your free consultation.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Join Sal Palantonio for a special Sal Pal Football Hour, live from Poppy's Italian Restaurant this Friday from 6 to 7 p.m. Presented by Gaviano Dark Knight and lyric by Etude Wine. Get there early to enjoy Poppy's Happy Hour from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Seating for the Sal Pal Football Hour is limited, so make your reservations today at poppysrestaurant.com. It's a special Sal Palantonio Football Hour, live from Poppy's Italian Restaurant this Friday, 3120 South 20th Street in Philadelphia.
Reach your savings goals faster this fall with Citadel's high-rate certificates. Enjoy an annual percentage yield of 3.10%. That's right, 3.10% when you open a 48-month certificate. Or earn 2.85% on a 24-month certificate. These new rates are only for a limited time, so don't miss out. To learn more, visit citadelbanking.com/certificates, call Citadel, or visit a Citadel branch today. Citadel, banking with one focus, you. Minimum deposit to earn APY, $75,000. Rates subject to change.
Place your sports bets at PlaySugarHouse.com, offering competitive odds on game lines, futures, and prop bets with 50-plus in-game bets on pro football games. Make bets while the game is being played, like who will score next, how will the current drive finish. You will earn rewards for every bet you place with our innovative loyalty program. Sign up now. We'll match your first deposit up to $250 using one of our 12 deposit methods. More bets, better odds, more action. Place your sports bets at PlaySugarHouse.com.
Must be 21 or over to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ocean City, Maryland is the hottest golf destination in the Mid-Atlantic, and it's just a short drive away. With 17 championship courses, 10 miles of beach, a world-famous boardwalk, excellent dining, and exciting nightlife. Spring and fall two-night, three-day stay-and-play packages from $153 per person weekdays and $175 weekends. See why great golf is just the beginning in Ocean City, Maryland. Plan and book your next golf getaway today by visiting OceanCityGolf.com or by calling 800-4OC-GOLF. That's OceanCityGolf.com or 800-4OC-GOLF.
It's not just any Wi-Fi. It's streaming in every room in your house, even in the backyard Wi-Fi.
Mom, we're going to watch movies in the treehouse.
That's fine, honey.
It's Wi-Fi that lets your family stream live TV and the most free movies and shows on any device they want.
Dad, can I watch cartoons on the tablet?
How about we use it to finish your homework instead?
Oh, man.
And it's Wi-Fi that can help you save on wireless when you include Xfinity Mobile with your internet.
Can we have some of that savings?
Nope, but your college fund can.
It's the best Wi-Fi experience from Xfinity that makes streaming and saving simple, easy, awesome.
Get started with Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 full years with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how you can save when you include Xfinity Mobile with your internet. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Offer ends 10/28/18. Restrictions apply. Limited to the standard triple play for new customers. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After agreement term, regular rates apply.
What would it take for you to get a tattoo you didn't want? $1 million? How about 1 million socks? I'm Randy from Bombas. When me and my business partner Dave...
How's it going?
...quit our jobs to start a sock company...
Bombas.
...we wanted to make the best socks in the history of feet. No more annoying seam, no more falling down your leg, added arch support...
You get the idea.
And what's better than creating the best socks in the history of feet?
Sharing them.
This is what we do. One pair purchased equals one pair donated to those in need. Our dream was always to donate 1 million pairs. We thought it would take 10 years. That's why Dave said,
when we donate 1 million pairs of socks, I'll get a tattoo to celebrate.
But then something happened. People loved our socks. And instead of 10 years, it only took 2.5. 1 million pairs.
And one Bombas tattoo on my arm.
Feel the most comfortable socks in the history of feet by going to bombas.com/thefanatic and get 20% off your first order. That's bombas.com/thefanatic.
Play golf at the Fanatics 9 and Dine Golf Outing October 23rd at Spring Mill Country Club in Ivyland, Pennsylvania as Anthony and Jason broadcast live. Space is limited, so go to 975thefanatic.com now to find out how you can register to win spots in this first-time golf outing. To get more information on the club, go to springmillcountryclub.com.
Update your Fanatic app. We've updated ours. Update yours. 97.5. The Fanatic.
Hey, 46 here on The Fanatic. Devon Gibbons with you. One final segment before Joe Torti takes over. Let me tell you about our podcast. You can download our podcast. If you missed any of our shows this week, go to 975thefanatic.com or the Fanatic app for full show podcast. Listen anytime, anywhere on your schedule. So, just like Joe Torre Show, if you listen to it until midnight and you say, I want to hear that again, that'll be up there. And you can do that while you're working and driving around. Maybe the baby's tired. You got to get in the car, drive the baby around. Joe Torre put him to sleep. 610-632-0975. Let's go back to it. Joe and Redding on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hey, Joe.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Not good at all. So I kind of got to go back in time here. And I'm looking at last year's Super Bowl win. And I'm thinking, we barely won that, you know. Our secondary absolutely sucked in that game. I mean, they were passing all day on us. And then we come into this year and it's the same thing over and over every game. It's just, it's embarrassing to even think these are champions to me, you know?
Well, I mean, listen, they did what they did a season ago, and they were great at it. That's a memorable run and what they did, but right now that's over with. They have to get back to being a good team, and let's see if they can, in fact, do that.
Yeah, well, I don't know if they can, but I'm just concerned about Wentz right now, you know.
How, taking too many hits?
Yeah, he just looks gimpy back there. He doesn't look like he has the mobility that he used to, you know.
Well, we can't expect him to outrun people like we are accustomed to seeing based on him coming back. Joe, thanks for the call. From this injury, he's been okay. And I've said it plenty of times where I've said people to calm down. Yes, his arm is, we know what his arm is, but in terms of his athletic ability in escaping guys in the pocket from time to time, we've seen him get caught from behind because he just can't outrun everybody like he used to before. It's going to take him a little bit to be himself once again. But for right now, I am satisfied. I wanted to see more yesterday, but then even then, man, I mean, come on. He can't. I was saying I wanted him to step up and just put the team on his back and get the win. At some point, you got to look at him and say, my goodness, these dudes cannot block. What is Lane Johnson doing? Right? He's still talking about the Patriots. Was he doing something else that he wasn't supposed to be doing? Remember when Jason Kelce called him out and said, hey, Lane Johnson is on. I'm not going there. 610-632-0975. Oh, man. Mitch is in Phoenix joining us on the Fanatic. Hey, Mitch.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Good, man. What's going on?
Well, I'm just hoping Eagle fans don't have to wait another 50 years.
Let's hope not. Well, listen here, Mitch. A lot of people, again, give me one and you can have 10 losing seasons and I'll be satisfied. That's not the case after you win it. You want another one.
Well, of course. I mean, we waited so long. I hate for people to say, well, that was a fluke when the Eagles beat the Patriots.
No, they beat them. I give it to them. Yeah, they beat them.
I know. I watched the game like you did.
Yeah, they just went toe-to-toe with them.
But you know how the national audience is, especially when it comes to Philadelphia.
And I don't care. They got the Super Bowl. The trophy is here.
I think you're so excited for the Sixers season.
Of course.
That the Eagles thing isn't really bugging you like it's bugging those hardcore Eagle people. Am I right?
Is that what it is, Mitch?
Oh, I can tell it in your voice. I know you have to record things, but when you say, yeah, Jay Ajayi tore his ACL. Maybe we can pick up whoever.
Yeah, it's no big deal. You know,
no big deal.
Robert Covington had 18 in a preseason game.
Yeah, my cousin's playing for the Phoenix Suns.
I didn't even say that, but you're out there, Mitch. Mitch, enjoy it.
I'm getting over that.
I'll be out there at some point. So yeah, hopefully I see you at the game.
Well, you got to call me.
Ah, I will.
Because I have tickets for that game.
Oh, do you? Oh, you got a ticket for the Sixers-Suns game.
Yeah, which one are you
talking? Oh, okay, I haven't decided yet which game I'm coming out there for, but I wasn't specifically coming out there for the Sixers. I have to see how the schedule plays out because I still have to do work here with this Fanatic and the Sixers. So,
well, just let me know.
Will do. Will
do. How do I give you my number? Do you have, like, an email or something?
Oh, yeah, email me, dgivens.
Wait a minute, hold on.
975thefanatic.com.
What was it? D, like the letter?
D, like Devon.
Right.
Givens, G-I-V as in Victor, E-N as in NFL.
Right.
S at 97fatherfanatic.com.
97fanatic.
So you email me, Mitch. Thanks for the call, man. And maybe if I'm out there when you're at the game, we can say what's up. All right? I'll be wearing my 25 at that time. 610-632-0975. See, I didn't even plug that. He did, not me. Kenny and Ben Salem, it just happens. Right here on the Fanatic. What's up, Ken?
What's going on, man? I'm going to say a couple things, then I'm going to go. We got a new Ozell Jenkins in Philadelphia.
Oh, toast.
Man, we got a 21st century one. I ain't going through no names.
I thought that was Bradley Fletcher, but I guess it turned out to be somebody else in your eyes, Ken.
And I'm going to throw something else out there. Nelson Aguilar, you got to get another premier receiver because he's like Andre Iguodala. He's the Andre Iguodala of football. You got to have a couple good people in the lineup with him to shine or whatever. The Eagles, I'm going to tell you this, they ain't going to the playoffs.
Whoa.
Anybody that think otherwise got a whole problem or situation.
You're going with Wayne Chester. He said that at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, it's a wrap, man. They got rid of too many players. They should have kept Blunt. I tried to tell people that Jai was no Blunt, but, you know, everybody seemed to think different. But they need to sign Dez Bryant. If they're going to do something, they need another premier.
But they need
receiver.
Speed, though. They at this point, you need speed also to try to get a vertical throw. This is true. This is true. They need somebody who can catch the ball. You're absolutely right. I can't go against you on that one.
But that's all I got to say, man. But they ain't going nowhere. Trust me. I'm a Philadelphia fan, but it's a wrap, man. Look forward to seeing the Sixers. That's all I can tell people.
Look, everybody's turning that corner. And the Eagles play this week on Thursday.
They're probably going to lose, man. They need a premier receiver, and they need another running back, man.
Wow, man.
And that's it.
Listen, Ken.
You know, they probably ain't listen to me. They probably ain't going to get Dez Bryant because – Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, they're not into controversial talent. But at some point in time, you need talent. And that's it.
Well, listen, man, appreciate the call. I'm sure I'll be hearing from you during the Sixers season, Ken. Thanks for the call, man. Everybody's turning the corner. They're going right to the hoops. Got it. Well, listen, it's been fun, Ty, Alex, Joe. Hang on, man. Sit around for a minute. Joe will be in here in about 5 minutes. He'll carry you until midnight, taking your phone calls on the Eagles. I see Tyler says, stop. There's no time to push the panic button. All right, Alex wants to jump off the ledge with his team, and Joey says the Eagles need changes. You can talk to Joe Torre about that from 9 to midnight, but I do have to thank Benny Odita for a great job, as always. And thank you to all the calls. It's been fun. We talking each other off the ledge, if you will, like Alex is talking about. And Joe will take your calls. Again, 610-632-0975. I will be back for the pregame show on Thursday. You'll get Joe Torre on Tuesday and Wednesday. I'll be back Thursday live from Sugar House Casino, Fishtown Hops with Trey Thomas and Bob Cooney for the pregame show. So enjoy your night tonight with Joe and the next couple of days. I will talk to you on Thursday from Fishtown Hops Sugar House Casino before the Giants game as we talk about it on the Fanatic.